Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. The commander-in-chief calls it a warrior dividend, and President Trump says checks already in the mail.
In honor of our nation's founding in 1776, we are sending every soldier $1,776. Think of that. And the checks are already on the way.
The announcement came during last night's presidential address.
In a year-end speech touting his administration's accomplishments, the president began by criticizing his predecessor.
11 months ago, I inherited a mess, and I'm fixing it.
He pointed to success in securing the southern border and claimed progress in lowering the cost of living.
I am bringing those high prices down and bringing them down very fast.
However, the rate of inflation is roughly the same as it was in January, and the nation's unemployment rate has steadily increased. In the end, though, the president promised an economic boom in 2026. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate's given final congressional approval to a $901 billion defense spending bill. Our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says America has to play catch-up.
U.S. deterrence, unfortunately, has slipped in the last few years against the Chinese. And yet China's military is spending like it's never spent before. Its navy is the largest in the world, and its missile deployment is outpacing ours.
The Trump administration plans to sell $10 billion worth of arms to Taiwan, bringing the predictable angry response from Beijing. The House has passed a health care bill, one that does not extend Obamacare subsidies for three more years. And no plea entered yesterday by Nick Reiner, charged with murdering his parents. The Dow futures are up 59 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 182. More on these stories, townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Early problem northeast side of the Beltway. An accident about 15 minutes ago. Still there. Outer loop right after Perrin Parkway affecting the right side of the roadway. So far, we're only backed up right to the ramp area at Perrin Parkway. So when you get there, just stay to the center and the left-hand lane. Not sure how much longer they'll be, but it didn't appear to be serious. But the right side is still affected on the Beltway there. There is a wreck coming south out of Frederick County this morning. It's on 270 southbound at Route 85 as you're going into Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and mild again today with highs in the low 50s. Rain returns late tonight and will continue through early Friday. Heavy rain at times along with gusty winds. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
28 degrees in Bowley's Quarters and 26 in Randallstown. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Maryland Transportation Authority is scheduled to vote on a new Chesapeake Bay Bridge plan today. The Chesapeake Bay Crossing Study found seven alternative plans for the bridge, which were presented to the MDTA in 2024. Alternative C has been selected as the preferred option. The proposal would build two new four-lane bridge spans and remove the existing Bay Bridge. Officials say the plan improves safety, adds capacity, and minimizes environmental impact. If the plan is approved, public comment on the project would begin next year, with construction expected to start in the summer of 2032. And Governor Wes Moore is launching the Maryland Community Business Compass. The first of its kind data platform will provide local entrepreneurs with a faster path to information, capital, and support to start and scale businesses that provide essential goods and services in high-need communities. To advance the new initiative, the governor has announced $10 million in small business investments for fresh food retailers and child care providers. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 148. The Pick 4, 8933. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/22/26, new customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed Broadband Experience Report, May 2025.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
This roughly 6:05 sports report brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. I wish they could do the same thing outside. Good morning, sports fans. This is Jack Gilden sitting in for my friend, Gary Stein. Something very special will happen Saturday night in Chicago. The Bears and Packers will go at each other. On the surface, it's a great game. Only half a game separates these two teams as they fight for the NFC North Championship. But Bears versus Packers is far more than any one game. They are the two most storied franchises in football, and their rivalry goes all the way back to the beginning, 1921, when Papa Bear was still just a cub and Vince Lombardi was 8 years old. With well over 200 games behind them, It's the most played series in NFL history, and as you can imagine, it's chock full of the legendary names, Red Grange and Bronco Nagurski, Curly Lambeau and Don Hudson, Sid Luckman, Ray Nitschke, Gale Sayers and Dick Butkus, Bart Starr and Paul Hornung. It never ends. You can be sure Saturday night will be the usual bleeding, snorting, cussing, spitting affair, because only everything is on the line. And speaking of a lot on the line, for more than a century now, the Bears have been known as the pride and joy of Illinois, but all that may be coming to an end. The franchise says it is no longer happy in historic Soldier Field. The team has hoped to build a dome stadium on more than 300 acres it owns in suburban Arlington Heights, but so far they haven't been able to come to terms with government officials. So the Bears are threatening to move, and are you ready for this? They say they may go to Indiana. It's a slap in the face, the governor of Illinois said. Sound familiar, Baltimoreans over 50? Coming up in 30 minutes, the Orioles finally sign a pitcher. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, December the 18th, just 1 week to go until the big day, Christmas Day.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. Now you got your shopping done?
No.
All right, well, you still have a week to go. That's good news.
Thank God.
All right, coming up on the program this hour, a bus driver meltdown left students stranded up at Hereford High School. We got that story for you. BGE call centers are getting slammed, and that is because people are, you know, confused about their bill. They're worried about skyrocketing electric rates. But our top story here today, and I think people wouldn't maybe bill this as a State of the Union speech or perhaps, but I do think this was a very, very important speech the president delivered last night before the nation. Under fire from progressive Democrat Marxists and, of course, a lot of swampy rhino Republicans. And, yes, even some conservatives who continue to hammer him over tariffs and other things. And then, of course, the MAGA faction, which is, you know, being described as being split apart because of folks like MTG. We have another Republican that's retiring. We'll get to him in our MAGA update. I think this was an important 19-minute speech last night. It was short. It was sweet. It was right to the point. It was disciplined. And the throughout the course of the whole show this morning, at the top of every hour, we're going to be talking about the president's speech last night regarding the economy, the border, national security. He packed more facts into 19 minutes than I thought it would we'd be able to do, and did a great job at it last night. So we'll start with the fact that, remember the damage that the Biden regime did to this country over 4 years.
11 months ago, I inherited a mess, and I'm fixing it. When I took office, inflation was the worst in 48 years, and some would say in the history of our country, which caused prices to be higher than ever before, making life unaffordable for millions and millions of Americans. This happened during a Democrat administration, and it's when we first began hearing the word affordability. Our border was open, and because of this, our country was being invaded by an army of 25 million people, many who came from prisons and jails, mental institutions, and insane asylums. They were drug dealers, gang members, and even 11,888 murderers, more than 50% of whom killed more than one person. This is what the Biden administration allowed to happen to our country. And it can never be allowed to happen again.
And people have to remember, it took 4 years, this invasion of nearly however many people you think it was. Some said 12, 15 million, others are saying 20. President Trump is using the figure 25 million, because we don't really know because of the gotaways, the ones that had no encounters with ICE agents or Border Patrol agents. So the damage that that has wrought on the economy, on the culture, on crime, etc. This, the most destructive presidency in the history of the United States was Chairman Joe Biden, and that's why the president was important to lead with that fact, and we got more coming up from President Trump with his speech to the nation last night. 6:13, time for WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, once again, oh, Whiskey Nuts.
Take it easy, Pat.
I'm sorry. You know what that does to me.
It's not a condition, it's just a name.
She started with a holler and a swaller.
Don't!
Excuse me?
We didn't start with that this morning. We were supposed to,
I forgot the booze.
Get the swaller.
Problem
I'm
is,
ready
technically,
to holler.
We can't drink while we're on the air, so that's the problem.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see that in the manual.
Except for Chuck.
give me a chance. I'll try. Outer loop of the Beltway, the wreck still crowding the right lane west of Perrin Parkway, right before you go down the hill to Lock Raven Boulevard. So you have to get out of the right lane once you get beyond Perrin Parkway. The backup is still not quite back to Hartford Road, so they're getting by in the center and the left-hand lane. They've been there for about half an hour now on the outer loop. The other wreck coming south out of Frederick this morning is now on the shoulder on I-270 southbound at Route 85. Good to go, at least right now, at both the Harbor Tunnels. Early trip to Annapolis looks good on 50 between the Bay Bridge and the ramps at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, mild today, low 50s, overnight in the mid-40s. We'll get some rain moving in later on this evening, lasting through tomorrow morning. Heavy at times, gusty winds, one of Chuck's old friends on the block. high in the low 50s for tomorrow. Right now, it is 33 in Columbia, 32 in Owings Mills. Want to say happy birthday to Debbie Whitaker.
Bless her heart.
Celebrating her birthday today.
What a saint.
A saint and an incredible source of information for us here on the program.
Nice.
We want to thank Debbie for all her contributions over
Double
the course
agent.
Of the year. I noticed on Facebook, it says, happy birthday to my lovely wife, Debbie, always there for me and the family. We love you. Enjoy your day. Debbie responded, who's this? So,
I just texted her and I said,
I'm just kidding. She said,
you know the charge card I gave you this morning to use? I just canceled it.
She said, sweet, thank you, love you. So there you go. That's a great birthday. Have a happy birthday. Taking her out for dinner?
Or? She's going to breakfast this morning with Courtney.
Oh, okay.
And we'll be doing something on the weekend.
All right, very good.
Yeah, you know how it is when we work these
days. Yeah, the hours kill you.
I go to bed at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right, exactly. It's not a nap. That's your permanent bedtime.
No, I open the coffin, lay down, and close the lid.
That's right.
The sun's going down.
Starting in 2029, the year after its 100th anniversary, the Oscars are moving from ABC television to streaming on YouTube.
Well, that should work.
Oh, darn.
So now instead of not watching it, you won't be streaming it.
Right. Nobody cares.
Shucks.
Exactly.
Yeah, it really gives a
New York State has become the most recent state to legalize assisted suicide. Lots of New Yorkers who want to kill themselves every year. They're called Jets fans in December.
Oh,
right.
Oh no.
Opening kickoff.
A movie trailer has been released for the new film, Melania. How about that?
Wow.
Can you imagine if Kamala Harris had been elected, the movie would be called Doug. The full Epstein files expected to be released tomorrow. Finally, the truth is out there. Oops, that's the wrong one. That's the X-Files. Union workers at the Louvre have extended their strike. So with the guards out on the picket line, much easier now to get in and steal something priceless.
Oh, cool. I'm going to have to do that afterwards.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has started rehab on his surgically repaired knee.
Wow.
Just about every Chiefs fan right now is in rehab after missing the playoffs for the first time in 10 years.
Right. You tore a couple of things there.
Yeah. By the way, it's National Regifting Day. Have you ever regifted?
I have.
I have
I
well.
Have.
I have as well. Chuck, have you regifted? I mean, isn't your whole life regifting? Everything with barter that you do?
It's so silent.
Still just
period.
One hand off.
No.
It's not a handoff.
He's not saying where the handoff occurs. It's just one handoff.
That's how the process works, Mr. Casey.
Yes, indeed. So yesterday I started my rant du jour, and it was over, and I got a lot of emails and texts on this. You know, so I got, you know, when the cold temperatures were there, my tire pressure was down on all four tires.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to go put some air in the tires. And so the first place I stopped, you pay now because there's very few places that have free. I've come to know that Royal Farms, when their machines are working, has free air, as does Sheets, I've been told, has free air. But so I stopped first place, and I started filling my tires with air, and the thing was broke. It wasn't working. The air was escaping instead of, so I left that place with less air in my tires than when I arrived. Go figure. Then I went to a gas station, and that had the most convoluted credit card device I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, by the time you do it, your tires are all flat anyway.
Exactly. I mean, so I left that, and that one didn't work. And then I went to an Exxon station, and, of course, that same thing. But they said there had all the ice that piled up from the parking lot was next to the air machines. So I couldn't get any air of the tires there either. So I went to four different places. Finally, I get to Royal Farms, and they had their machine was working. And actually, somebody had just left, and there was still time. They left some time on the machine, so I ended up getting...
Well, IBF approved.
Yeah, I got some free air. Well, I did pay for the air that I didn't get to begin with. But I just... When did it happen where there's no longer free air?
Free gas air. Stations.
Yeah. I guess because it's electricity that generates generates the air, so that costs money, whatever
it's
the case may be.
It's a cash grab.
Yeah, it is a cash grab.
Give free air for crying.
Somebody's got a fatter wallet than me, that's for sure.
Yeah. So that's just the little things in life that really just pet peeves that just tick you off on everyday living. It's one of them for me.
Yeah, that is every day for me.
Has anybody ever bought one of those hand pumps, the ones that you...
I have one.
You have one? Does it work?
I have from Hammacher Schlemmer.
Okay. Does it work?
A little portable thing, and it works through the cigarette lighter.
Okay.
It's amazing. I gave one to Courtney just in case, you know, and I've used it several times when it's cold like that, you know.
Okay. But it does work.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Does it take a long time to fill the air up?
No, it takes 3-4 minutes.
All right, I think I'm going to invest in one because
I think it was like $59.
Since you're already paying for it, this way it'll pay for itself in the number of times.
Oh, yeah, I've had it 3 years now. I've used it quite a bit.
Okay, and it works on the cigarette lighter?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Or you can put a battery pack, but I don't do that. I just use a cigarette lighter.
Okay. Well, very good. Thanks for the advice. I appreciate that.
It's a pleasure. So, Hammaker Slurmer, if you're listening, you owe me a gift card.
Which he will not re-gift.
I ain't doing this crap for free.
Exactly. All right, Chuck.
Humbug.
See you in a couple.
All right.
6:20, 20 minutes after the hour, you're listening to Casey and Company, and it is time right now if you're in the market for either a single appliance or you're looking for an upgrade for your entire kitchen or whatever your needs, Town Appliance, that is the place you must go. The showroom is absolutely stunning with over 70 different brands of appliances on display for every style of budget, whether you're on a fixed budget or whether you're redoing the whole thing, and cost is no object. Mayor, yes, there are two mayors that run the place. Go in there, tell them I told you to check it out. And again, I'll be heading there shortly for a brand new refrigerator. You should do the same. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
How lucky are we that we have lights so that we can see, although the day is done. What a miracle that a spark lifts these candles out of the dark.
And a happy Hanukkah to all our Jewish listeners here from everybody here at WCBM. Unfortunately, we've had another Jewish temple was attacked in San Francisco yesterday. It was vandalized with graffiti and Nazi-type stuff. It's just the level of anti-Semitism that is being displayed on college campuses and in some areas of the country is just it's beyond the pale, and it needs to stop. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, once again, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
The outer loop wreck is still there, crowding the right lane west of Perrin Parkway and before you go down the hill towards Lockraven Boulevard. So we're still getting two lanes by to the center. One report said they were completely off the roadway. The state highway truck is still there, so they're moving traffic out of the right lane. Heads up for the brake lights west of Hartford Road. Speaking of brake lights, now we're getting those at 895 southbound, not quite back to the Eastern Avenue Bridge, but it's heading that way, and it's very slow south of O'Donnell Street. I've been looking at the cameras south of there, and traffic is going into the tunnel. It almost looks like they may be looking at something south of O'Donnell Street, but the pace is a little better. I think it's just the early morning backup now on 895. 95 is still clear with all four of the lanes open going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, mild today, low 50s. Rain coming a little bit later on this evening. It's clear in 34 in Annapolis, 32 in Ellicott City. President Trump addressing the nation last night talked about he is working on bringing prices down.
Here at home, we're bringing our economy back from the brink of ruin. The last administration and their allies in Congress looted our treasury for trillions of dollars, driving up prices and everything at levels never seen before. I am bringing those high prices down and bringing them down very fast. Let's look at the facts. Under the Biden administration, car prices rose 22% and in many states 30% or more. Gasoline rose 30 to 50%. Hotel rates rose 37%. Airfares rose 31%. Now under our leadership, they're all coming down and coming down fast. Democrat politicians also sent the cost of groceries soaring, but we are solving that too. The price of a Thanksgiving turkey was down 33% compared to the Biden last year. The price of eggs is down 82% since March, and everything else is falling rapidly. And it's not done yet.
No, it is not done yet. And he also talked about wages, which were stagnant for much of the Biden regime. And wages have started to improve as well.
Our policies are boosting take-home pay at a historic pace. Under Biden, real wages plummeted by $3,000. Under Trump, the typical factory worker has seen a wage increase of $1,300. For construction workers, it's $1,800. For miners, we're bringing back clean, beautiful coal. It's $3,300. And for the first time in years, wages are rising much faster than inflation. Remember that. The wages, just look at it. Wages are going up much faster than inflation. How big is that? Very importantly, there are more people working today than at any time in American history, and 100% of all jobs created since I took office have been in the private sector. Think of that. 100% of all jobs have been in the private sector rather than government, which is the only way to make a country powerful and great.
Yeah, 100%. Again, this is America first, American workers. This is not foreign-born workers. It is not federal government workers. It is private sector jobs going to America first. And the reason why the unemployment rate is 4.6% is you have more people coming back into look for jobs because the job market is going to be improving over the next 6 months or so. And as to the investments that are being made in America, that is going to jumpstart and initiate a lot of these jobs and also improve overall wages. And when the illegal aliens are self-deporting or being deported, they depress wages. That's another reason why wages are on the rise in the Trump administration.
I've secured a record-breaking $18 trillion of investment into the United States, which means jobs, wage increases, growth, factory openings, and far greater national security. Much of this success has been accomplished by tariffs. My favorite word, tariffs, which for many decades have been used successfully by other countries against us, but not anymore. Companies know that if they build in America, there are no tariffs, and that's why they're coming home to the USA in record numbers. They're building factories and plants at levels we haven't seen, AI, automobiles. We're doing what nobody thought was even possible, not even remotely possible. There has never, frankly, been anything like it.
Yeah, he's absolutely right on that. So that's just one part of the speech last night. We've got it for you all morning long, so stay with us here throughout all 3 hours. You'll hear more of, I think, one of his best speeches because it was so, you know, short, sweet, to the point, and we were able to unpack a lot in this very disciplined speech by President Trump. James in the Outer Banks says, we're still feeling the effects of the Biden economy. With that said, it'll become Trump's economy in about the next 6 months. I recall from my college business and economy classes, rather, it was said that it takes approximately a year to a year and a half to begin to see the effects of policy changes. I suspect this is still true, but never mentioned by the talking heads, not even on the various business shows. The president and the administration attention should focus on those things people see every week, and many times more often, mainly food and fuel. By the way, gas, regular, is down to $2.35 a gallon down here in the Outer Banks, the lowest in many years. Go Trump. Yeah, I passed one this morning, $2.59 here in, and of course, Maryland has a lot of state taxes on the gallon of gas. That's the reason why it's higher here. But there are some areas of the country where it's $1.99. All right, more to come in just a second. The BGE call centers and your calls and comments. I want to tell you about the best of Casey and Company. You can catch it every day, WCBM.com, on a Rumble and Facebook pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Now, with the latest on news headlines, once again, Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore County Police are investigating a suspicious death in Parkville. Detectives were called to the area of Harford Road and Taylor Avenue at around 1 p.m. Wednesday after a man's body was found behind a Giant grocery store. The man's body was taken to the medical examiner's office for an autopsy. Police say while the circumstances surrounding the death are suspicious, they are under further investigation. Baltimore police are investigating separate shootings that sent two men to area hospitals. In northeast Baltimore, a man suffered a non-life-threatening gunshot wound at around 10:30 a.m. in the 5200 block of Eastbury Avenue. Shortly after 3 p.m., a 40-year-old man was shot in the leg in the area of Reisterstown Road and Quantico Avenue. A 34-year-old Baltimore man has been sentenced to 30 years in federal prison for sexually exploiting a minor. Zachary Campbell pleaded guilty in August to recording videos of himself sexually abusing an 11-year-old multiple times between October of 2023 and February of 2024. He also placed a hidden camera in a bathroom and recorded videos of the victim undressing, then saved the videos on his phone. Law enforcement found the images and videos during their investigation, and Campbell was arrested in November of 2024. And the state of Maryland has announced $6.3 million in awards for 33 Eastern Shore projects that promote community development and economic growth. Projects in Caroline, Cecil, Dorchester, Kent, Somerset, Talbot, Wicomico, and Worcester counties are receiving funds. The projects include demolition of the former Wicomico County Library and construction of a new performing arts center and site development for a mixed-use, mixed-income housing development on the former Purdue Agribusiness Industrial Site in Easton. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Wreck on the Beltway has cleared now from the outer loop after turning Parkway, so all the lanes are now open, very quickly getting back to normal there from Harford Road. The west side outer loop, already the brake light's not quite solid at 795, but getting there now from 795 Liberty Road down through Route 40 West. There are some delays, nothing out of the ordinary so far. Southbound at both the harbor tunnels, everything through Annapolis looks good. Very beautiful sunrise again today for the traffic eastbound on the main span and heading over towards the Stevensville area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and mild again today with highs in the low 50s. Rain returns late tonight and will continue through early Friday. Heavy rain at times along with gusty winds. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
This 6:35 Sports Report is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management. Good morning, sports fans. This is Jack Gilden filling in for Big Stein, Gary Stein. He'll be back on Monday. Well, the Orioles have long threatened to improve their pitching staff, but have rarely followed up on it. Many top names have been linked to Baltimore this offseason, and yesterday, one guy who throws hard finally signed up. You may know that man as Albert Suarez. At his best, Albert was a hard thrower and versatile enough to either start or relieve. But Albert is 36 years old now, and he had an injury-plagued season last year. Elias said Suarez will be ready for spring training, but he didn't risk much. He only gave poor Albert a minor league deal to come back. Now, let's move on to the Ravens. They have one of the most anticipated games of the year coming up Sunday night when they face the New England Patriots. Tom Brady is long retired, but current Patriot Drake May is a toothache. He's leading the league in completion percentage and already has 23 touchdown passes. Oy vey, he's going to be a handful. But the Ravens may finally be figuring out how to cope. They locked down Joe Burrow last week, shutting out his Bengals with a resurgent pass rush led by three unlikely players, lineman Travis Jones and linebackers Draymond Jones and Tavius Robinson. Those three harassed Joe Burrow all day long and forced the acclaimed QB into two interceptions. The entire defense responded to the play of the Joneses and Tavius. We'll see what's what on Sunday night. When the Ravens took the field for practice yesterday, three familiar faces were nowhere to be found. Lamar Jackson, Ronnie Stanley, and Roquan Smith were all no-shows. The time now, 6:35. When we return, I'll ask Sean the pressing question, why don't players practice anymore?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
So, Sean, what's going on with these guys these days? It seems like every Wednesday Lamar Jackson is in a rocking chair and he's taking a day off. And it's just hard to imagine, like, the old schoolers like Norm Van Brocklin or Johnny Unitas missing practice every week.
You know, Jack, the players were saying the same thing about you.
Well, they'd be right about me, but I don't make $50 million a year to come to work.
There you go. That's a fair point. This is a 17-game season. It's a long season now. And they don't get as much rest. I mean, look, they don't even hit in preseason and training camp anymore, really.
Right,
so, you know, when you're paying guys, you know, like Lamar, hundreds of millions of dollars over the course of their, or whatever it is, tens of millions, then you want to make sure that they're there and they're not injured. But it's a violent game. I don't know how you go usually, because when I play college football, you were sore because you played on Saturday, you were sore on Sunday, and Monday you were pretty much just getting over it. I can't imagine that pro football, it's got to be even worse.
You played college football?
I did. I played at the University of Delaware.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I just want you to know.
I totally blew out my knee, and then that was the end of my career.
When you were maligning me earlier, I was a high school football legend in this very town.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. I was the worst player in the history of...
Who'd you play for?
For Owings Mills.
Oh,
for those Golden Eagles.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Have a good morning.
Yeah. And of course, you ran up against my son's teams at Franklin, I'm sure.
Yeah, they were state champions. We were just a little bit behind them.
A little bit.
Have a good morning. I'll see you in 30.
Appreciate it. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Joe and Glendon, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I heard you talking about the air pump that Charles had. I've got one that's much more portable than that.
Okay.
It's F-A-N-E-T-I-K. It weighs less than a half a pound, and it's like maybe 12 inches long.
Okay.
It can pump up a car tire in very little bit of time.
Right.
And it could also do like a football or a bicycle tire. It has different settings for each one.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's to the correct amount. And I don't know where to get it because I got it as a gift.
Yeah, you know, all you have to do is put portable air pumps into the search engine and it'll come up with hundreds of them.
This thing is really good.
All right. Look, I appreciate the tip. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. Bye.
Have a great weekend. The other rant of mine is, besides the air pressure in the tires, are the call centers. when you call for customer service. Used to be, you used to get great customer service just about everywhere. It was rare when you didn't get good customer service. Now it is rare when you get great customer service. It doesn't matter what the company, it doesn't matter, you know, where you go, where you call. You usually get somebody that doesn't speak English. So it's funny watching my wife. She's like, I need to talk to a supervisor. And she tries to get somebody who could actually speak English. And a lot of times it's just difficult to understand them. I understand they're trying to do their job, but not all of them have the command of the King's English. That's for the ones that actually answer the phone. So a lot of places you call and you go to voicemail hell. And that's exactly what was happening to folks who are calling BGE. They were calling BGE to get, they were confused about their bill. They had cutoff notices. So they call BGE and they have a major call center, and folks just weren't able to get through, or you know, you get batted around from this person to the next person. In fact, Stephanie Bolton, director of the Consumer Affairs Division of the PSC, said she was inundated with complaints.
Just from July 1st through December 8th, my team has received over 600 complaints against BGE.
And BGE is responding, saying, "Oh well, look, you know, there's a lot of pressure out there now on folks who are getting their bills, and the electric rates are going up, and folks really don't know how to figure kilowatt hours and so on and so forth." This is Stephen Singh. He is the vice president of consumer services at BGE.
2025 has been a really challenging year. Our customers are facing more pressure from an affordability perspective than they ever have. We're seeing that in supply costs really increasing. We're seeing that when we talk to them or spending the time with them to help them understand their bill.
Yeah, rising distribution rates at BG have been part of the equation, in addition to the winter weather. And I did get my bill yesterday, and it was higher, but not terrible. But then again, we're trying to keep our thermostat down to where it's my wife's having trouble with it, I have to admit. She goes, "Why do I have to wear two sweatshirts?" I said, "Well, you can either wear the sweatshirt or we can give all our money to BGE." I mean, it's a constant battle. I don't know. I just don't understand it. It's been going on since, I think, time immemorial. The public service commissioners yesterday held this hearing. They were not happy at the BGE call center complaints.
My skepticism is primarily in the fact that we know customers are having challenges literally today. We need to have a solution that we know we can rely on and customers can rely on.
You may not be able to fix this problem by just hiring people. Mm-hmm. There may be more problems that need to be addressed.
It's not enough because our customers are still frustrated. We're not going to be satisfied until we get this to where they're satisfied with us.
Now, BGE said they're going to hire 30 additional employees as well as additional contractors to help with the customer calls. And one of the things is they're adding new technology to make sure and accelerate these calls that they can get through.
We have been addressing it throughout. So we have been doing a number of things. We talked today in the hearing today about technology improvements that we've been making. The technology improvements aren't perfect yet, but we put a lot of great things in place. We are now allowing our customers to hold their place in line. We're allowing our customers to receive a callback.
Yeah, and the PSC commissioners, rather, were not happy at what they heard from BGE yesterday. They just want the problem fixed.
What I'm interested in is making sure that the company is less concerned about having an excuse for why there's a problem and much more a commitment to fixing the problem.
Now, I've never had a problem getting through to BGE, but I've had problems with other people. So the question is, again, have you also used the chat bots? I mean, I started, instead of having to deal with folks who really don't speak English, I'll do some of the chats sometimes, you know, that you can do online. And, you know, it's about a 50-50 hit. Sometimes it can help me. Sometimes you're like, you get frustrated, like, well, have I answered all your questions satisfactorily? No. Okay. So it's customer service. It's gone down the tubes, folks. Very rarely get good customer service anymore. You know, the proverbial tubes.
Where are they?
Yeah. They're located right below your desk.
Remember George Carlin? George Carlin says tubes? What tubes? Where are the tubes? Why is there more than one tube?
That's right. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the King, Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
There are two road closures right now. One is in Howard County, Route 97, south of I-70, down at Burntwoods Road with an accident there. And also in Harford County, Level Road, which is 155, is closed east of Churchville after the area Route 22, both assuming that there are accidents, maybe with some wires down, but both of those just came in that they are closed right now. So local traffic in Harford County and then in Howard County, be prepared. We are seeing some brake lights now at both the Harvard tunnels, but it's the normal heavy traffic starting to form up. The Beltway west side was already slow from 795 going down the hill and eventually down to Frederick Road. Later on, we'll check on the construction area. Might be a problem later. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, mild today, low 50s overnight, mid 40s rain moving in overnight and lasting through tomorrow. Will be heavy at times. And right now, 33 in the city and 33 in Pasadena. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Christmas is not about being with people you like.
It's true.
Sort of like this show.
Let's just cut right to the chase. Oh, quick update.
Yes, sir.
Inner loop here north of I-70 coming up to Windsor Mill Road suddenly is backing up. Let me look up here real quick now. We have a second?
Yeah, go right ahead. Traffic is important.
Liberty Road, they're moving, so whatever it is right there around Windsor Mill Road, where we normally have the problem in the construction area that has no shoulder. So if you're coming up from I-70, coming up to Liberty Road, look out for the brake lights now. Keep you posted.
Did you see the plan they approved for the Bay Bridge yesterday?
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be 114 years old.
Eight lanes.
Yeah,
four lanes on the brand new twin spans with shoulders as well.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah. So it's they say they're going to start in 2032, so we may not see that until what, 2040?
Yeah.
Oh my
goodness!
And then,
like somebody said, think
I'll be
this.
Long gone.
All those lanes then have to go to Kent Island,
right?
Which is three lanes.
Yeah, where it dumps off.
The Severn River Bridge. That's also three lanes each way. So you're dumping a lot of traffic into more narrow lanes.
Don't say dumping when you're talking about traffic on the Bay Bridge.
Sorry.
Oh.
Take it back.
All right.
You're pushing a lot of traffic.
Wouldn't that be hard?
Yeah, it's good luck with that. I don't know how they're going to do that. All right, let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. We already did that. Then we got sidetracked. Shake Shack. They never sidetracked at Shake Shack. Try that five times fast.
Ooh.
They've added onion rings to the permanent menu. The Shake Shack onion rings feature crispy fried beer battered onion rings, Maggie.
Oh, there's my
made
been
from
beer
sweet
battered before.
Yes, she
been
has
beer
been beer battered
many times
and dipped as well.
Oh.
So you get your choice of sauce: ranch, honey mustard, barbecue, or shake sauce. That's a cheese sauce available. Taco Bell tasting a new Crunchadilla. That sounds like a Japanese monster movie.
It does.
Yes, it does.
You know, a classic chicken Crunchadilla. Crisp tortilla shell, creamy jalapeno sauce, grilled marinated white meat chicken, reduced fat sour cream, and melted three cheese blend.
Reduced fat sour cream? That's just like...
Yeah.
That's useless.
You need the full...
You need your fat!
Right. Sriracha chicken crunchadilla is also out there as well. Cheesy dipping burritos have returned to Taco Bell. Something Chuck noshes on in the middle of a traffic
report.
There's
always room for cheese.
I like anything cheesy.
Right. You are Cheesy Johnson, that's for sure.
Especially this show.
You moniker of the cheesy.
That's true.
Cheesy dipping burritos and steak garlic nacho fries now. Back at Taco Bell starting today. So you can stop by Taco Bell and have some fun.
Run for the border.
There you go.
Run for the toilet.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. And you're listening to Casey and Company. So, again, James hits it right on the head. He goes, good morning. What I find ironic is the computer voice that initially answers speaks perfect, understandable English, but when you finally get connected to a human, all bets are off. Now, here's my question for you. My wife was on she'd ordered something for Christmas. It had not come in yet, and she was on with customer service, and perfect English, very pleasant, and then she starts, wait a minute. It was AI. Have you run into that yet? Have you gotten an AI customer service rep? Oh, it was crazy. I mean, yeah, very nice, very pleasant, very accommodating. But there was a little pause after every question. That was one of the dead giveaways. You'd ask a question, and there was a half-second beat, and then they would answer. And then when you try to, every once in a while you would interrupt or, you know, but I need, in the middle of a sentence, it threw it off a little bit. So I guess it maybe made it reset or reboot or whatever it has to do. But if you had your druthers, I suppose, would you rather have perfect, understandable English AI version or what we're getting now in some of these call centers from India or from Central America where they barely speak English, or if they do, you have a tougher time understanding them. So that's the big question. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up at the top of the hour, more from President Trump's very good speech last night to the nation. We've got more clips from that for you. And coming up next, a bus driver melted down yesterday while transporting the Sparrows Point High School wrestling team to a match at Hereford. We'll tell you what happened there. Parents are really outraged. It is 6:50, and you're listening to Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third-generation, family-owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
I invite you to join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's Intimodium for the second annual Taste of the Union. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet, and then Sean Casey and I will dig into the issues shaping Maryland and what they mean for families, taxpayers, and local communities. If you value straightforward talk and common sense ideas, this is an evening you will not want to miss. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Is that you, Santa Claus? Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out upon my clacking jaw. Who's there, who is it, stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus?
That's old Satchmo Louis Armstrong. Is that you, Santa Claus? And Satchmo Johnson. That's one of my all-time favorite Christmas bumps.
Tim has a doctor. His last name is Sadiq. Very nice. And I go, is that you? Is that you? And she says, please don't do that. Make any offer.
You're an embarrassment to her most places you go, aren't you?
I don't care. What difference does it make? I ain't got long to go.
Hey, Chuck, what's happening?
I don't know what this is on the interloop. I'm just sorry to say that, but obviously there's a wreck on the inner loop up around the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, and the camera just doesn't see it. And then the camera at Liberty Road, unless they turn it back, State Highway could turn it back to the south. We might be able to see it. There's definitely an incident as you're coming up from I-70 through Windsor Mill Road and up towards Liberty Road. It's in that construction area. There's no shoulder available there. So whatever is being blocked, we're kind of checking it out. But it's creating a delay already, and I think the outer loop is looking at it. So you'll have a delay there coming south from 795. Two road closures, one in Harford County, 155 Level Road east of Churchville Road is shut down. And also in Howard County, Route 97 down around Burntwoods Road, that's south of I-70, is also closed with an accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, mild today, low 50s, overnight mid-40s. Rain moves in, lasts through tomorrow, heavy at times, gusty winds, low 50s for your Friday. And right now, 33 and clear in Parkville, 32 in Millersville. Parents are upset, they're outraged and demanding answers from the Baltimore County High School, public schools, after a high school team, wrestling team from Sparrows Point, was left without a ride home following a match Tuesday night. This was a heated confrontation between coaches and the bus driver. The incident took place after the match between Sparrows Point and Hereford. Parents said the team was supposed to return to Sparrows Point on a contracted bus, but the driver refused to drive them back following an alleged argument with the coaching staff. Megan Weber, 16-year-old daughter, manages the Sparrows Point wrestling team, says she got a call from her daughter.
My daughter called me in a panic. Mom, we're stranded in Hereford. Our bus driver has gone off the rails.
Yeah, gone off the rails. How? Well, here's the exchange between the coaches and the bus driver.
Your job is to sit on my ass. They called me 15 minutes before you done. You didn't do it, so you waited the 15 minutes outside. I move the bus when I get ready.
Okay, let's go.
No, and I'm not. Never had this problem, bro. Never had this problem.
You disrespectful.
You disrespectful.
Apparently the bus driver's beef with the coaches were, if you didn't hear it, they were supposed to call 15 minutes before they needed to be transported. So wherever she was, she could be there, be ready to pick them up. I don't know if that's protocol or standard practice or not. Normally you figure the match, let's say it was at 3 o'clock, a match is an hour and a half. You should be there at 4:30. But no, I guess they have a deal where you call 15 minutes, like, calling for an Uber or Lyft or whatever. So then, and I understand if that's the case and they didn't call, then the bus driver was right. However, there was no need for adults to be arguing and angry like that and dropping all sorts of F-bombs and being disrespectful, as you heard towards the end. And then Megan Weber says, well, they were getting worried because it was below freezing and they had these wrestlers who are now sweaty and stuff standing outside in the freezing cold.
I know it was below freezing last night. I know that these kids had just exited a wrestling match. You know, probably some of them were pretty sweaty and exhausted and just ready to get home.
Yeah, and so that's obviously you could get very sick when you've been overheated and you're out in freezing weather like that. And Baltimore County Public Schools confirmed administrators and the school's athletic director were made aware of the incident. In a statement, they said the driver works for Blue Heron. That's an outside bus company, not the school system. Therefore, BCPS claimed they're unable to comment on what disciplinary action, if any, the driver will face. Although a spokesperson did add that the athletic department did meet with Blue Heron representatives to review and reinforce expectations, policies, and procedures. Megan Weber says this bus driver should never be allowed to transport children or minors again.
It's my opinion that this woman should not ever drive a bus with minors on it ever again.
Yeah, you know, you just don't have the temperament. I mean, it's one thing if you got a bus full of adults. Now you have young children that you're transporting, and you can't compose yourself. I understand you're angry, but there are different ways to de-escalate the situation instead of using that kind of language, cussing in front of children, whatever the case may be. Blue Heron Transportation has declined to respond. However, Megan Weber told Fox 45 the company later contacted her directly and assured her the driver would no longer be assigned to Sparrows Point High School. Yeah, if you it takes a certain kind of mindset and discipline to be around children, to coach them, to teach them, to transport them, and it can be challenging, especially in the teen years. So you have to have the right temperament. And look, the bus driver might have been having a bad day. I get that. But there's no reason to act the way that she acted. Adults should act like adults. Cooler heads should have prevailed. But I'm glad they were able to at least get home that night as another bus came to pick them up after they thought they were stranded for the evening. I'm going to tell you about Mayor and Mayor, two incredible guys running the joint at Town Appliance. They have everything you could imagine. The features and the gadgetry on some of these modern appliances are just blew me away. They have a stunning showroom, 70 different brands on display, all your favorites, Monogram, Cafe, Sub-Zero. They've got it all at the Town Appliance, and they also have five-star service and competitive pricing, and you'll love dealing with both Mayor and Mayor. Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. Coming up next, more President Trump's address to the nation last night on the economy.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says he's working hard to fix a mess he was left by the Biden administration, and that includes working to make America affordable again.
Here at home, we're bringing our economy back from the brink of ruin. The last administration and their allies in Congress looted our treasury for trillions of dollars, driving up prices and everything at levels never seen before. I am bringing those high prices down and bringing them down very fast.
Mr. Trump addressing the nation from the White House last night. The FBI's number two official plans to resign next month.
FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino's planned resignation in January would be among the highest profile departures of the Trump administration. The president suggested Bongino would return to his prior role as a popular podcast host.
Dan did a great job. I think he wants to go back to his show.
Bongino was an unconventional pick to be the FBI's second in command. Though he had previously worked as a New York City police officer and Secret Service agent, he had no prior experience at the Bureau. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A $901 billion defense spending bill is on its way to the president's desk after clearing the Senate. Head of the vote, Armed Services Committee Chair Roger Wicker, touted the bill's significant Pentagon reforms.
We're about to pass, and the president will enthusiastically sign, the most sweeping upgrades to DOD's business practices in 60 years. This is a monumental achievement.
Police are looking for two persons of interest in connection with the deadly Brown University shooting. Arraignment for Nick Reiner, accused of murdering his parents, has been postponed to next month. Out of this morning's inflation update, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures up 118 points. NASDAQ futures ahead almost 200. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
With Progressive, renters can save on protection for the things that make your place yours. Even things that don't make sense to everyone.
People always wonder why I don't get rid of my guitar, since I never play. But it's like, what if I actually end up taking lessons? Sure, I've had it for 8 years, but if I get rid of it, then what will my New Year's resolution be next January?
Exactly. So bundle your renters and auto and save with Progressive. And protect the things that make sense to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Inner loop of the Beltway is backing up now from Route 40 up towards Liberty Road. In that area around the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, there's apparently a situation there. It's out of camera range. We really need to get Chart to turn the camera at Liberty Road down towards the bridge at Windsor Mill Road so we can see what's happening there on the inner loop. It's in that area where there are no lanes for getting off to the shoulders in the construction zone north of I-70 with a big backup there, and the outer loop can see it. Some traffic is getting by because I see you moving here at Liberty Road. So we'll see if they turn the camera. In the meantime, two road closures. Howard County, Route 97, south of I-70 is closed. Harford County, outside of Churchville, Level Road 155 is also closed, apparently with two different accident scenes. And we're looking now 15 to 20-minute delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and mild again today with highs in the low 50s. Rain returns late tonight and will continue through early Friday. Heavy rain at times along with gusty winds. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
33 degrees in Parkville and 31 in Hunt Valley at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Maryland Transportation Authority is scheduled to vote on a new Chesapeake Bay Bridge plan today. The Chesapeake Bay Crossing Study found seven alternative plans for the bridge, which were presented to the MDTA in 2024. Alternative C has been selected as the preferred option. The proposal would build two new four-lane bridge spans and remove the existing Bay Bridge. Officials say the plan improves safety, adds capacity, and minimizes environmental impact. If the plan is approved, public comment on the project would begin next year, with construction expected to start in the summer of 2032. Governor Wes Moore is launching the Maryland Community Business Compass. The first of its kind data platform will provide local entrepreneurs with a faster path to information, capital, and support to start and scale businesses that provide essential goods and services in high-need communities. To advance the new initiative, the governor has announced $10 million in small business investments for fresh food retailers and child care providers. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 148. The Pick 4, 8933. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Crump Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. God has made it clear in His Word that believers are not to seek after witches, wizards, or any who would consult with familiar spirits. There are many in Scripture who God had to cut off from among His people for violating these commandments. Sadly, many today also have desecrated God's law and engaged in the occult, begging God's judgment. Multitudes have partaken of fortune-telling, psychic readings, astrology, seances, paranormal tours, haunted houses, zombie festivals, ghoulish Halloween parties, macabre games, horror films, dark fiction, death metal music, and other satanic activities. Many are self-professing Christians. As followers of Christ, we need to stand against the sin of occultism in all its forms, and heed the words of the Apostle Paul, who said, "What communion has light with darkness? Come out from among them and be ye separate." Satan already has a firm grip on this world. Let's not join his ranks willingly. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's moment of truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
This 705 Sports Report brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Good morning, sports fans. Jack Gilden here, sitting in for my good friend Gary Stein. Have no fear, Gary will be back on Monday. Ohio University may not be on your radar, but I noticed something very interesting happened there yesterday. The school fired its football coach, Brian Smith, for cause. Michigan did the same with their football coach earlier in the week. Let's face it, these guys signed for big bucks, and when things don't work out, they wear a big old target on their backs. Who knows what Smith really did? It could have been awful, but it works out for the school, since they could potentially save more than $2 million by not having to honor the last year of his contract. The implication is clear. Coaches who have long been prone to bad behavior better clean up their acts, because the big money they thought was guaranteed may never arrive if they don't behave like Boy Scouts. In the pros, the Ravens have only 3 games left to play, and if they want to fulfill expectations and make the postseason, they better take care of their business the next 3 games. With only a mediocre 7-7 record, it's likely that they will have to win out to make it. Or, as Ray Lewis once so memorably put it, if we win, we in.
That's a tall order for the inconsistent 2025 Ravens, but it's the only way to guarantee they go to the party. Sunday night's game with New England will be a big tell. Right now, they only have a 34% chance of advancing, but if they beat the Patriots, that number will jump all the way up to 44%. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And a happy Hanukkah, 1 week from Christmas. And of course, we've got the New Year's in 2 weeks, so... it is the holiday season. We're right smack dab in the middle of it. And from everybody here at Casey and Company and Talk Radio 680 WCBM to you and yours, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. Coming up in this hour, believe it or not, the Department of Human Services here in Maryland was spending $400 on massages. Fix it, says Governor Moore. The ICE arrest near... a Salisbury school causing some controversy. I will tell you what the Maryland Lynchings Commission is recommending for reparations, and they've already come up with their conclusion. We'll also take a look at the top story here today, President Trump's speech to the nation last night. I don't know if all the networks covered it. We'll see what kind of numbers it got, but it was short. It was, again, right on point, very disciplined for any Trump speech, because most of his speeches can go well. He could do 2 hours off the top of his head. But this one was focusing on the economy and on national security, border security, and what's already been accomplished in 11 months and what is yet to come. The best is yet to come. And first he talked about the problem of inflation.
The Democrat inflation disaster, again, the worst in the history of our country, also robbed millions of Americans of home ownership and indeed the American dream. The yearly cost of a typical new mortgage increased by $15,000 under Democrat rule. In 11 months, we've already gotten that annual cost down by $3,000, and it's coming down a lot lower. Wait till you see. The numbers are going to be shocking. And I'll soon announce our next chairman of the Federal Reserve, someone who believes in lower interest rates by a lot, and mortgage payments will be coming down even further.
You know, the January of this year, before the president was sworn in, inflation was at 3%. I want to remind folks that under the Biden regime, inflation averaged nearly 5% and once hit a 40-year high at 9.1%. That's how bad it was during the Biden regime. So the president inherited 3%. He's now got inflation down to 2.7%. He's also bringing down energy prices.
Another major focus is the cost of energy. For years, the radical left Democrats exploited the green energy scam as an excuse to funnel many billions of dollars into their own massive slush funds, as their energy restrictions drastically drove up prices, and they drove them up at record levels. Electricity costs surged 30 to 100% under Biden, and the typical family lost $5,000 to $10,000 in higher energy costs. Think of that, $5,000 to $10,000 you lost. On day one, I declared a national energy emergency. Gasoline is now under $2.50 a gallon in much of the country. In some states, it, by the way, just hit $1.99 a gallon. And within the next 12 months, we will have opened 1,600 new electrical generating plants, a record, and it's a record that won't be beaten by practically, I would say, by anybody. Or certainly not very soon. Prices on electricity and everything else will fall dramatically.
Now, remember the Green Raw deal? Remember the infrastructure deal that actually ended up being the Green Raw deal? Gas prices now are lower than they have been in over 1,700 days. And on track to be the lowest amount of disposable income on gasoline in the last two decades. Gas has come down. Energy rates, a lot of those are being impacted by some states like Maryland, which is crazy on climate change. But nationwide, the electricity rates will be coming down in the next several months. 7:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
All right, so the inner loop is still slow going up to the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. The backup now coming up from Frederick Road to Route 40 to I-70. Then we get up to just north of I-70 before Liberty Road. There's obviously something going on. I cannot believe that Chart will not turn this camera. It's defaulted to look up the Beltway from Liberty Road. The problem is south of Liberty Road. Do your job. Turn the camera around. Let's get an idea what's going on in this backup and tell these people which lane to get out of on the inner loop.
Wow.
All right.
Well, this man means business this morning.
This is, never mind. You're going to get me cussing here in a second. It's just ridiculous. You know, we got a backup here that you can turn the camera that way. We can see which lanes. We can tell you as you're coming up from I-70 which lane. Do your job. Route 97 south of I-70 is affected with a wreck at Burntwoods Road. That's shut down. Churchville Road going on to 155 at Level Road. Apparently, Level Road is also blocked with a wreck there in Harford County. I'll go get an excitement. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I think you need a Xanax more than you do an Excedrin.
Either one. All right. Send one over.
Okay. Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy and mild today, low 50s, overnight mid-40s, rain moving in overnight and into tomorrow. Going to be heavy at times. And right now we're clearing 32 in Millersville, 31 in Forest Hill. Time for our Mega Movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
President Trump participated in the dignified transfer of fallen National Guardsmen like a real president yesterday. He and the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, and Senators Kuhn and Grassley were there, along with family members. Kim Reynolds, the governor of Iowa, where the two guardsmen were from, they were there yesterday to welcome the greet the remains of Sergeant William Howard, 29 years of Marshalltown, Iowa, and Sergeant Edgar Brian Torres-Stovar of Grimes, Iowa. There was an Iraqi national by the name of Ayad Sakat, the interpreter, who immigrated to the U.S. in 2007, working. All three of them were killed, but there was no checking the watch or looking distracted. The president saluted smartly during the entire time during the dignified transfer and then greeted the families afterwards. And by the way, the families aren't allowed to be shown on camera, and that's the way it should be, and that's the way commanders-in-chief and presidents should act when we have these dignified transfers occur at Dover Air Force Base. FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino has confirmed he is resigning. He posted on X yesterday, will be leaving my position with the FBI in January. I want to thank President Trump, AG Bundy, Director Patel for the opportunity to serve with purpose. Most importantly, I want to thank you, my fellow Americans, for the privilege to serve you. God bless America and all those who defend her. President Trump reacted to Bongino's announcement.
Dan did a great job. I think he wants to go back to his show.
That was pretty short and sweet, but yeah. Again, did he do a great job? I don't know. I'm not his boss. There were clashes with Attorney General Pam Bondi. Again, I don't know. I guess he got along with Director Patel. I think Dan had a good career as a New York cop and as a Secret Service agent. I think the job that he was in is an entirely different skill set. And I think while he might be a good patriot and wanting to serve his country and leaving his job, I don't think he had the necessary skill set one needs to basically root out the corruption that is embedded into the FBI. I think you need a really strong FBI director. I'd like Cash, but I don't know if he's the strongest to root out this corruption. And the same for Dan Bongino. And I'm telling you, not everybody has this skill set. It is You don't. There are some people that want to be liked, okay, in any job that they have. And in this job, you that can't be one of the criteria or one of the characteristics. You have to do what's right for the president, what's right for the country, and what's right for the agency. And I think that the times that kind of conflicted with Dan's skill set. Just my opinion, my thoughts from the outside looking in. U.S. imposed a travel ban on Palestinians yesterday, now adding 39 total countries where if we can't get information on vetting these individuals coming from these countries, then you're not getting in to these United States. And last night during his nationwide address to the people, to the country, the president had a special message for the military.
Next year, you will also see the results of the largest tax cuts in American history that were really accomplished through our great, big, beautiful bill, perhaps the most sweeping legislation ever passed in Congress. We wrapped 12 different bills up into one beautiful bill. That includes no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and no tax on Social Security for our great seniors. Under these cuts, many families will be saving between $11,000 and $20,000 a year, and next spring is projected to be the largest tax refund season of all time. Because of tariffs, along with the just passed one big beautiful bill, tonight I am also proud to announce that more than 1,450,000, think of this, 1,450,000 military service members will receive a special, we call, Warrior Dividend before Christmas, a Warrior Dividend in honor of our nation's founding in 1776. We are sending every soldier $1,776. Think of that. And the checks are already on the way.
I'm sure the military will appreciate that just in time for the holidays, and they deserve it. The United States smoked its 26th drug boat, killing four narco-terrorists. Unfortunately, Tucker Carlson suggested last night that the president was going to announce we're going to go at war with Venezuela. I don't know what Tucker's been smoking of late, but it's not helping him. Marco Rubio rules out a 2028 run if J.D. Vance seeks the Republican nomination. Rubio says he will not challenge Vance for that nomination. Dan Newhouse, one of the 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach Trump, is calling it quits. He will not seek re-election next year. And finally, President Trump said this week it is time to arrest Christopher Wray, Merrick Garland, and many others that conducted the Mar-a-Lago raid without probable cause. That's the way it went down, 333 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
You know, many things we take for granted. I mean, we get our annual physicals, we get our cars checked up. Sometimes we have our eyes checked on either an annual basis or semi-regular basis. But so many of us ignore our hearing, and I think that's to our detriment because you should at least, as we age, we are going to start losing some hearing. I mean, it's a lifelong of getting loud noises and concerts and what have you. And if you've noticed any kind of hearing loss or symptoms of hearing loss, you should really get yourself to Audiology Associates ASAP. They take a gentle, empathetic approach. Dr. Melissa Segev and her entire staff attend different locations. There's also, it's important to get a baseline hearing test so you have something to compare to when you're having or any other symptoms, whether it's tinnitus or earwax, it's clogging, may impact your hearing. They'll take care of you at Audiology Associates and have been doing so for over 40 years with your 100% satisfaction guarantee. So call today, that number 410-944-3100, 410-944-3100, online aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes once again. Thursday morning rush hour, here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the backup coming up the hill is Frederick Road, Route 40, I-70, and then up the hill towards Windsor Mill Road. And again, we have no idea which lane is affected here because the next camera up at Liberty Road has not been turned by CHART, the State Highway Administration. They continue to look at the camera, which is facing north of Liberty Road. The backup is south of Liberty Road. So that's all I can tell you. If you're there and you get a chance to call us, let me know which lane, and then we can pass it along to everybody else. But it's a major backup as you're coming up the hill now from Frederick Road all the way up to Liberty Road on the inner loop. Everything else on the Beltway is the normal stuff. 20-minute delays, about the usual stuff there as well. Southbound at both the Harvard tunnels. Two road closures with accidents in Harford County. Level Road east of Churchville Road is shut down. Route 97 near Burntwoods Road is closed south of I-70 in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Fox 55 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, mild today, low 50s. Remember, we were in the 20s at the beginning of the week. Overnight, mid-40s, rain moving in, could be heavy at times into tomorrow morning. Right now, 32 and sunny in Bel Air. And Ocean City, mostly cloudy and 45 degrees already. Let's go to Tug in Carroll County. Good morning, Tug.
Hey, good morning, Casey and company. How are you?
We're doing fine, sir. Thank you.
Oh, good. I just wanted to let you all know that Lowe's has free air.
Is that right?
Yeah. Everybody, the contractor pickup.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I know one in Owingsville and one in Westminster do.
Okay. I was going to ask where it was, but you just hit it on the head, the contractor pickup area. Okay. And anybody can use it?
Yep. As far as I know, I've seen cars go up to it, but, you know, a lot of contractors with trailers, they load up and their trailer tires low.
Right. Okay, that's a great great thing to know. Thanks so much, Tug. Appreciate it. I was just there the other day, so I should have put air in my tires then. All right, thanks, Tug. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. So President Trump also says that he is going to this is sort of, I think, a sneak preview into the policy for next year. Now, the House did pass a health care bill last night. Okay, don't know what its fate is over in the Senate yet, but at some point in time, they're not going to extend or the Obamacare, Unaffordable Care Act subsidies. Instead, we're going to get a brand new health care option in the near future.
I'm also taking on the gigantic health insurance companies that have gotten rich on billions of dollars of money that should go directly to the people. The money should go to the people. That's you. So they can buy their own health insurance, which will give far better benefits at much lower cost. It will be far better health insurance. The current Unaffordable Care Act was created to make insurance companies rich. It was bad health care at much too high a cost. And you see that now in the steep increase in premiums being demanded by the Democrats. And they are demanding those increases. And it's their fault. It is not the Republicans' fault. It's the Democrats' fault. It's the Unaffordable Care Act. And everybody knew it.
Yeah, I mean, you had people, and again, at first it was unaffordable when it first was designed because it was designed to collapse the system, made insurance companies really rich, and at the same time, the one thing it did do was pre-existing conditions, which everybody seemed to like, but over the years now, people are making as much as $600,000 were getting subsidized by the American taxpayer. It's rife with fraud. That's another problem with it, according to the Wall Street Journal. And so it's time to fix the health care issue once and for all. He also wanted to remind us that, again, he's bringing down the pharmaceutical, the drug prices, some of the stuff that's really, really expensive. He's negotiated not just with foreign manufacturers, but with American companies as well.
In addition, I'm doing what no politician of either party has ever done, standing up to the special interest to dramatically reduce the price of prescription drugs. I negotiated directly with the drug companies and foreign nations, which were taking advantage of our country for many decades, to slash prices on drugs and pharmaceuticals by as much as 400, 500, and even 600%. In other words, your drug costs will be plummeting downward, and I used the threat of tariffs to get foreign countries who would never have done it to pay the cost of this giant dollar reduction. They stop ripping us off.
Indeed, they are going to stop ripping us off. And again, this is America first. This is putting Americans and their health and the pricing first. Remember the damage done by the Biden regime, letting 20-plus million people into this country, illegals, criminal illegals, other illegals. They put a drain on the education system, on the healthcare system, on the housing affordability, on wages. You don't let 20 million people into your country that don't have a job to begin with and come in here and start mooching off the rest of us, but that's exactly what happened. I want to remind you about the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. They handle all aspects of vehicle damage and repair when it comes to serious automobile accidents. First and foremost, they put your recovery priority number one. That's the main reason why you should contact them. But they take care of everything. We talk about it all the time from A to Z. All aspects of vehicle damage repair, obtaining a car rental, negotiation of the total damage settlement if it's deemed not worthy of the cost of repair, or totals, as it's known. And by the way, they don't charge a fee for that. Most personal injury firms won't even deal with property damage because it is so time-consuming and difficult. They handle the personal injury protection application, supply all payment records to the PIP carrier. They keep track of all the payments, ensure that the PIP funds are distributed fairly and accurately at no fee. And they also are auto accident litigation specialists. So check out their website, maflaw.com. It has been redesigned. More information, easier to navigate. Check it out today. Law offices of Michael A. Friedman. 7:30, time for your latest news headlines. And once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Andy Harris says his amendment has been included in the Standardizing, Permitting, and Expediting Economic Development, SPEED Act. The first district representative says the amendment will protect legal actions the Trump administration has taken to combat the Biden offshore wind agenda, including actions impacting the Maryland offshore wind project. He says the amendment was guided by a single principle. His constituents in Ocean City and communities across the Atlantic coastline are not for sale. Funeral arrangements have been announced for the second teen killed in a pickup crash in Carroll County. 16-year-old Seven Roop had been hospitalized since the December 2nd crash on Jasontown Road, and he died Monday morning. 16-year-old Cash Owings died shortly after the crash. According to the Carroll County Times, Roop will be laid to rest on Sunday. There will be a visitation at the North Carroll High School Auditorium at 11 a.m., followed by a funeral at noon. Baltimore City police are looking for the suspect who stole a DoorDash driver's car with a child inside the vehicle. The incident happened as the driver was delivering an order at a home in the 2400 block of Louise Avenue on Wednesday night. According to Fox 45, the driver apparently left the vehicle running, and that's when the suspect hopped in and drove away. The vehicle was found parked a few blocks away, and the child was found safe inside of the car. And Delaware State Police have arrested a Maryland man accused in a burglary spree that lasted nearly 2 years. 42-year-old Keno Exum of Elkton allegedly carried out at least 26 early morning and overnight burglaries that often targeted Asian or Hispanic restaurants. It's 7:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the costs of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, the State Highway. Thank you, Mike, by the way, for turning the camera and giving us a look down the Beltway. It is a flat tire and a vehicle on the right side, interloop around the bridge at Windsor Mill, causing all this backup. And the backup now is back to Frederick Road and slowly backing up down the hill towards Wilkins Avenue, just now starting to back up at Wilkins Avenue. So it's Wilkins Avenue, Frederick Road, Route 40, I-70, Windsor Mill Road, and then Liberty Road before it gets better. But we finally got word of what it is. Only took 45 minutes to figure it out. But now we know, broken down vehicle right lane with a flat tire at Windsor Mill Road. Two roadways are closed this morning, Howard County, Route 97 near Burntwoods Road, and also in Harford County outside of Churchville. Level Road east of Churchville is also shut down with an accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and mild again today with highs in the low 50s. Rain returns late tonight and will continue through early Friday. Heavy rain at times along with gusty winds. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
This 735 sports report is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Good morning, sports fans. This is Jack Gilden reporting, filling in for Mr. Stein on Sports, Gary Stein. He'll return to the frozen tundra of Baltimore on Monday. The Bears and Packers will go at each other this Saturday night in Chicago. Only half a game separates the protagonists as they fight for the NFC North Championship. But Bears versus Packers is far more than any one game. They are the two most storied franchises in football, and their rivalry goes all the way back to 1921 when Papa Bear was still just a cub and Vince Lombardi was only 8 years old. With well over 200 games behind them, it is the most played series in NFL history. And now to baseball. The Orioles announced yesterday that they are re-signing pitcher Albert Suarez. Albert had a frustrating season in 2025, suffering a multitude of injuries. But President of Baseball Operations Mike Elias says the pitcher will be ready for spring training. In any event, he didn't gamble much on Suarez. He only gave him a minor league deal. One key player for the Orioles is Jackson Holliday, maybe the Orioles' best homegrown second baseman since Bobby Gritch. Jackson is still only 21 years old, but there is speculation he could be used as trade bait to lure a great pitcher into the fold. One thought is that Holliday and prospects could fetch a gem like Detroit's Tarik Skubal. He's only 29 years old and has already won two Cy Young Awards. Would you make that deal? The real question is, would Detroit? In any event, the Orioles would have to outduel the Dodgers and Mets to acquire him. Let's see what happens. The time now, 7:36. When we return, I'll get some advice from Mike Elias from the CEO of Casey & Company, Sean.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
Sean, what do you think? If you were Mike Elias, mm-hmm. would you trade Jackson Holliday for Tarik Skubal?
No.
You would not?
No.
How come?
I don't like to give up on young talent.
Skubal's pretty young.
Yeah.
He's still under 30.
Yeah. But
two Cy Youngs?
Yeah, I just, you know, here's the thing with pitching. These guys are more apt to prone to injury than the batters, than the hitters are, and so I'm very skeptical about trading for Because you can trade for the guy, and then the next thing you know, he goes out there and blows out an arm, needs Tommy John surgery, and he's on the shelf for like 2 years. So that's my only trouble with that. But it's right. You can't argue with Scoobles' success. So that's a tough call, and that's why Mike Elias gets the big bucks.
That's why he makes the big bucks. Yeah. But I got to say,
you'd make the trade?
If I made the big bucks, yeah. and Detroit, if I was on the phone with Detroit and they said they'd do it, I'd go over to the Safeway down the street from here, I would throw Jackson Holiday into one of their shopping carts, and I'd be running to the Midwest to unload them.
Yeah, you need pitching, that's for sure. That's the other thing. All right.
I'll see you in a half hour.
Thanks, bro. Jack. 7:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 8. Clay and Owings Mills. Good morning, Clay.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Listen, right around the corner from you, at the Costco, they've got free air, and they always work, unlike Wawa and Wolf Farms. It always works.
Okay. That's a great suggestion, because I never thought of that. But
Yeah. Hey, one other question. This appliance company that you're uh-huh. advertising in,
yes.
Owings Mills,
uh-huh.
is that a real company? The reason I ask, were you in Baltimore radio in the mid-'80s?
I arrived in Baltimore on the air, and let me see, what year was it? It was 1983.
Okay, you might remember this, then. There was an advertising campaign that went on for a couple months for an underwater mall.
Oh, yes. The Loch Ness?
To be built in the Inner Harbor.
Right.
And the whole big advertising campaign. Well, it turned out, it, of course, it wasn't true.
Right.
It was a demonstration. They were demonstrating the power of radio advertising.
Yeah, no, I remember it. I was here then during that entire time. That was as controversial as the ad promoting the city fair under the JFX, if I remember correctly, that cartoon. But no, Town Appliance is real. And they have incredible stuff. And you go in and see either guy. They're both named Mayor.
Okay.
And they're right there in Owings Mills, right off Reisterstown Road.
You've never given the address or the phone number.
And that's
by curious.
They want you to come in and see them. That's the whole idea, is to visit the showroom.
How do I come in to see them if I don't know where they are?
Yeah, you know where Fridays is? It's in that shopping center. So you turn into that shopping center, and they're the first business on the left.
I saw the sign the other day right at Valley Center.
Right.
But it just struck me as odd that it's never given out on the air, and I was wondering if it was another one of those.
No, they're very real with great deals. All right, Clay. Okay. Thanks for bringing that up. That's a good memory. Loch Ness Mall, whatever it was, in the Inner Harbor, underwater, and of course the rest of it. All right, so you want to get an idea how the Reparations Commission is going to work? We have the Maryland Commission, the Lynching Truth and Reconciliation Commission has now completed their report. 6 years. I don't know how much it cost yet. Probably in the millions. They've been studying. This is back in the House of Delegates established this in 2019. 6 years to investigate, document, and reckon with the history of racial terror lynching resulting in the murders of at least 38 black men in the state. And according to David Fakunle, chair of the commission, he says that there are 38 open murder cases. There's no statute of limitations on murder, and the systems that enabled racial terror lynching did not disappear in 1933. So they've made all these recommendations, including a written apology, created a task force to identify relevant descendants of the victims, offer them monetary compensation, and the amount that they're saying is $100,000 for each descendant of the person who was lynched. And they're basing that on the $20,000 offered to the Japanese families that were wrongfully interned during World War II. The difference there is they were still alive. These individuals were killed by lynching. They want to establish law school scholarships, the law school for descendants of black residents from counties where lynchings took place. fund grants to support education on the history of lynching in the state and support efforts to create a permanent and public Maryland lynching memorial. I have no idea what that would look like, nor do I want to know. No total cost estimate on any of these recommendations. So there you have it. And again, that is, look, I didn't lynch. None of my ancestors or descendants took part in any lynching. And I just think it's horrible, horrible that black individuals were lynched. But, you know, if you take Brandon Scott's logic, you go after the rope makers because that's what they do with the gun manufacturers. So, again, if people are murdered in the state of Maryland, and every murder is horrible, whether it's by lynching or whether it's by indiscriminate urban violence in the city of Baltimore, how about the victims in the city? Where do they go to get their reparations when they've been murdered by individuals who have not been properly supervised by parents or not put in jail by the justice system or allowed to run free by people like Wes Moore and Vinnie Schiraldi? Where do we go for our reparations? 7:43, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's getting applause here from some of the in-studio audience. Chuck Whitaker, who's not applauding me, doesn't usually, unless it's end of the show. Chuck is here with the latest on the traffic.
Can't wait. Hour and 15 minutes. Come on, baby.
Oh, baby, it'll be here before you know it.
I know it. That's what they say. We're brought to you as a service. Oh, the Baltimore Blast, the vehicle with the flat tire cleared up to the shoulder now. They finally got him out of that roadway on the inner loop at the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. So now on the right shoulder at Liberty Road, and we're loosening up now, finally, for the traffic coming up. We backed up at one point all the way back down to the Wilkins Avenue ramp. So that's a slow recovery there. The rest of the Beltway all with the normal delays. 895 is slow back to the Erdman Avenue ramp around Pulaski Highway. I'm looking at 95 live right here at Pulaski Highway, and it backs up there. So 20 to 25 minute delays at both the tunnels southbound. We still have the two road closures in Howard County, Route 97 at Burntwoods Road, and in Harford County, 155 Level Road is closed to the east of Churchville Road. The Baltimore Blast are on the road this Friday night against the Milwaukee Wave. They come home to play the Wave again on Saturday, December 27th at Towson University. Tickets available, BaltimoreBlast.com and at Ticketmaster.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, and your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. By the way, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. You want to match wits with Maggie and Kristen and your old tag-along Johnson. You can do that right now. 410-922.
That's nice. Just walking behind.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can call now, reserve your spot, get a chance to win some WCBM merch, as they say. Right now, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy and mild, low 50s today, overnight in the mid-40s, and rain will be on the way overnight through tomorrow morning, heavy at times, gusty winds, tomorrow in the low 50s. Right now, 31 and sunny in Severn, rather, and it is 32 in Pasadena. Time to choose your fake news, three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Today, we've got a bunch of WCBM merchandise for you, keychains, pens, autographed, leftovers from Chuck Whitaker, just to name a few.
I have one.
Yeah. let's see. We've got Ben in Vikesville. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Every time I follow Chuck, I usually end up in a bad place, so I'm going to go in front of Chuck.
You'd like to go in front of Chuck, so no matter where Chuck goes, you want to be in front of him.
Exactly.
This time.
Ben, you want to be an attitude, Ben. Come on now.
Yeah, you want to be upwind of Chuck is another way of saying it. All right, here we go. Story one. Police in Northern California notify that someone displayed a sign that said, Merry Christmas, free weed, organic and cage-free. Next to were glass jars filled with pot. They were placed on a sidewalk near a high school. Neighbors and cops then confiscated the weed. Story two, the first ever Pet Lovers Choice Awards will be held in February of next year. You can enter your dog or cat in a number of categories.
Is that something Les Kinsolving would approve?
That was the Animal Lovers League, those who remember. Go to PetLoversChoiceAwards.com to nominate. Well, would you nominate Henry, Chuck?
Of course.
Of course he would.
He's a fine young man.
Yes. Now, story three, a company in Colorado is offering the opportunity to carry on conversations with your departed loved ones via AI. Mm. Here's how it works. Your family member records their voice and a couple sentences, and then the artificial intelligence takes over, and after they pass, you can then have conversations with your departed family member. Story one, free weed in California. Mm. Story two, Pet Lovers Choice Awards. Or story three, you can discuss, have a conversation with your departed loved ones using AI. All right, we will start with Ben.
Oh, gosh, this is a hard one. You can't go wrong with pot. Let's do one.
All right. Ben says you can't go wrong with pot, choosing one. Chuck?
Sorry.
That sounds like you were slurping soup. What the hell was that? Okay.
Just inhaling.
All right.
And then blow it out.
Man, am I hungry?
I'll go with Ben.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, Ben doesn't like that one at all. Maggie.
I'm sorry. I'm going with number two.
Maggie goes for two, and Kristen.
This is a hard one, but and as horrible as I'm afraid the AI thing is, I think that might be true. Well, I'll say three because I hope that's false. So just to be different, I'll say three.
All right, across the board here today. Story number two, the Pet Lovers Choice Awards.com. Yes, Maggie, that is a true story.
I feel like Fanny Flagg on Match Game.
Some of your previous canines you might be able to even deal with.
I have a whole pet cemetery on my property.
A few dogs before.
Bless their hearts.
I'm not going to make any comments.
Wait a minute. Go back one. Edit that. Or reverse.
Speaking of one, both Ben and Chuck voted for one. That is also a true story. Kristen.
Chuck.
Sorry about that, Ben.
Sorry, Ben.
Yeah, Chuck. Your fault.
I'm like the Schlep Rock of the show.
Yeah. Kristen emerges victorious. Yeah, that is. Although
it's probably coming, though.
Probably
I'm surprised
coming.
It isn't already.
Sometimes our fake stories end up becoming
they
true.
They can make pictures move and act like they're smiling.
You know, there are some people that can, you can have your loved ones stuffed and mounted.
Oh, I beg your pardon?
Yes.
There are children listening.
They do it with animals right now, with pets. Have you seen that company?
No, but I want to.
Yeah.
My dog Astro, 150-pound Doberman. I want to stick him on the board.
I'd like to see it.
I will.
I want to see when they're stuffed and mounted. That's what I want.
All right.
And they're so good.
All right, moving right along. It is, thank you, Chuck, 7:50, 10 before the hour.
Thank you, Sean.
Coming up, somebody was spending $400 for massages at the Department of Human Services here in Maryland, and that's a no-no.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
This holiday season, here are a few of your favorite things. Casey and Company, Kim Klasick, Rob Carson, and Sean Hannity, your talk radio, 680 WCBM.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Morning backup is there going towards Annapolis, I-97. If you're coming down the hill from Benfield, you get into the merge there at I-97, Route 3, Route 32. They all combine right there. Heavy traffic, and then it gets better after the bridge at 178. We're clear at the ramp at 50 at I-97. Everything else is good. Seven River Bridge over towards the Bay Bridge. All the lanes are open. Broken down vehicle has been cleared for a while. The backup is still there. It was a vehicle with a flat tire on the inner loop near Windsor Mill Road. It's on the shoulder now at Liberty Road. Still backed up coming up the hill from Wilkins Avenue. And we're still right in the area of a 20-minute delay, maybe a little bit longer southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, mild today. Highs in the low 50s, overnight mid-40s, rain moves in and lasts through tomorrow. Could be heavy at times, gusty winds, highs in the low 50s. And currently right now we're looking at, it's clear, but mostly sunny skies. We've got 31 in Bel Air, and it is 33 in Pikesville. Let's take a phone call here from John in Baltimore. Good morning, John.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
The whole reparations thing is just another thing on the list of absurdities. I mean, when will it will never be enough. It will never be enough. I mean, we've renamed the roads, schools, foundations, renamed this, renamed that, build, and maybe rightfully so. But why did we do that? Was that supposed to calm everybody down? You know, as long as everybody's so interested in their identity, I'm a white person, I'm a black person, I'm a gay person, I'm a this person, we will cease to be Americans. And this is what happens when you take God out of the culture. Everybody's trying to figure it out for themselves, and this is what we have. We have so little, or seemingly less and less, that brings us together. You know, and we got to hold on to that past. I mean, I have documentation that says, when my ancestors were awarded slaves, and he immediately set them free. Mm-hmm. So can we calculate that? Or if I have to pay a fine or some reparations, do I get a discount because I was mugged a couple of times or my car was broken into? How does all of this work? Does it make anybody feel better? Does it solve any problems at all? I say no. I say it really doesn't.
Now, I think you raise some very interesting points. After all, who's going to pay? Who's going to pay these reparations, or in this case, for the lynchings, the $100,000? Where's that coming from? Is it coming? Yeah. Are they going? They can't go against it. I joked about the rope maker, but they're not going to go there. Is it going to be the taxpayers? Is it going to be the general fund, or is there some other never-ending source of money that we already can't afford half of this nonsense?
I'm sure some people would say, "Well, just make white people pay." Because they're white.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There were white mobs that were lynching these 38 black individuals. But as I said, they weren't related to me. They weren't my family. They weren't my descendants. So why should I have to pay anything for something I didn't do or nobody in my family did?
There you go.
Right?
There you go.
And look, the last known lynching in the state of Maryland was, I think, 1933. So that would make, I think most people are long gone by now, or are up in their 90s. So, I mean, and obviously, I don't think any of them are running around lynching for those that were born or right around that time. So I don't think any of these commissions, be it lynching, be it reparations, will ever heal this nation. This is just, again, a permanent, thorn in the side of our country and of our culture and of our society. Until we can all heal together, I just don't think it's going to go anywhere. John, I think you raised an interesting point. Thanks so much. By the way, over at Department of Human Services, an employee there billed taxpayers $400 for massages, which the state worker then tried to conceal under the guise of a wellness activity. We're not being told the name of the employee. We don't have not been told whether or not this employee has been disciplined, or whether the employee has been ordered to pay back the $400 for the massages. Or whether there have been any kind of other disciplinary action taken against this employee. And they're not naming the massage business owner either. The employee wrote saying, here's what I need the invoice to look like in order to be approved by finance, as we do not pay for massages. But hey, we do pay for a wellness activity. So that begs the question now, in the state of Maryland, in the company or the state manual, what is defined as a wellness activity? Is therapeutic massage one of them? Apparently not. So we'll have to wait and see. And no, Justin Tucker had nothing to do with this this business. Just saying. 7:58, more from President Trump coming up at the top of the hour. Mackenzie Frost joins us at 8:37. The law offices of Michael Lee Friedman have been for over 40 years. I remember Michael started here on WCBM doing the lawyer show, dispensing pro bono advice. It was every Sunday morning for an hour, and it took off like rockets. People obviously were looking for free legal advice, and Michael did that, and he's built his practice up over the last 40 years. And, boy, he's helped a boatload, a ton of people in my family, WCBM's family, and throughout the Mid-Atlantic region. He and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman, Stephen's wife, doing an incredible job as litigators and representing you if you've been involved in a serious accident. Your recovery is the utmost priority at the law firm, and everything they do is designed with that in mind. So hopefully you never need them, but there if you do. 410-363-6848, toll free, 1-800-782-7203, or you can log online to maflaw.com. It's 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. America is back stronger than ever before. That's President Trump's assessment. Addressing the nation last night, Mr. Trump touted his economic and immigration policy.
In his primetime address, the president highlighted the core principle of his economic strategy.
Tariffs. My favorite word, tariffs.
He also touted his administration's approach to immigration.
We inherited the worst border anywhere in the world, and we quickly turned it into the strongest border in the history of our country.
The president criticized the Biden-era transgender policies and claimed he was fixing the mess he inherited nearly a year ago. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says that when it comes to Venezuela, his hard line should have been taken years ago. Mr. Trump accuses the dictatorial socialist Maduro regime of stealing from the U.S.
land, oil rights, whatever we had, they took it away because we had a president that maybe wasn't watching. But they're not going to do that. We want it back. They took our oil rights. We had a lot of oil there. As you know, they threw our companies out, and we want it back.
The Republican-led House has passed a health care bill, one that does not include the additional pandemic-era Obamacare subsidies. Washington Governor Bob Ferguson says the scope of the damage done by historic flooding in his state remains unclear.
The impact on our infrastructure, for example, is profound. You know, there's just really no way to sugarcoat that. And frankly, we don't really even know the full scale of the impact when it comes to our infrastructure and what we're facing until we see those waters finally recede and get a chance to really evaluate what the situation is.
The audio from ComoNews.com. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. Dow futures are up 76 points. The Nasdaq futures better by 200 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Heads up in the construction zone. If you're traveling in Harford County, you know these guys work during the rush hour northbound 95 at Route 24, the 76-mile marker. So it's going to be a slowdown there on the northbound side. The Beltway is still hurting. If you're coming up through Catonsville, you're trying to get up towards Liberty Road and up into Pikesville at a broken-down vehicle with a flat tire that sat there for about 45 minutes on the inner loop near Windsor Mill Road, still hurting, and the vehicle is up on the right shoulder at Liberty Road. The backup there is still back beyond the ramps at Frederick Road. The outer loop, 795 to Frederick Road, inner loop at Green Spring, the Parkville side with the normal delays, and both the tunnels still running with about a 20-minute delay on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and mild again today with highs in the low 50s. Rain returns late tonight and will continue through early Friday. Heavy rain at times along with gusty winds. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
31 degrees in Edgemere and 26 in Joppatown at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Delaware State Police have arrested a Maryland man accused in a burglary spree that lasted nearly 2 years. 42-year-old Keno Exum of Elkton allegedly carried out at least 26 early morning and overnight burglaries that often targeted Asian or Hispanic restaurants. On Monday, troopers saw Exum driving in Wilmington, but he drove away at a high rate of speed, and he was pursued until he entered Pennsylvania. Police tracked Exum's vehicle to a home in Elkton, and he was caught after trying to escape by jumping from a second-story window. The Frederick County Public School System is launching a classroom camera pilot in some specialized program classrooms. The selected classrooms serve some of the most vulnerable learners, including students with complex communication needs, language-based disabilities, or other disabilities that may make it more difficult for them to communicate. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 148, the Pick 4, 8933. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safer Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
This 8:05 Sports Report brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Good morning, sports fans. This is Jack Gilden sitting in for Gary Stein. Gary will be back on Monday. Today is only Thursday, but the whole town of Baltimore is already focused on Sunday night when the Ravens will take on the Patriots on Sunday Night Football. Tom Brady is long retired, but the Ravens will have their hands full with current New England quarterback Drake May. A solid MVP candidate, Drake has a baby face, but the instincts of a stone-cold killer on the field. He's leading the league in completion percentage, and he's already thrown 23 touchdown passes. He may not be Brady, but it will be no stroll in the park containing him. From the quarterback the Ravens must face to the one they just beat, Joe Burrow raised speculation that he might be on the move after this season to either retire or pop up with another team. The Cincinnati quarterback sparked controversy by merely admitting that crazy things happen in this league. Reporters took it to mean he's grown tired of all the losing in Cincinnati. If that's true, who could blame him? In the NBA, Rockets coach Ime Udoka was fined $25,000 for publicly criticizing the officiating in Houston's 128-125 overtime loss to the Nuggets on Monday. He said it was, quote, the most poorly officiated game he's seen in a long time. Too bad he didn't see that Baltimore-Pittsburgh game in the NFL a few weeks ago. He would have changed his mind. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, we got all that stuff for the White Christmas, and it's going to be washed out by the time Christmas comes. It is hour number three here on Casey and Company. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at, a couple of things. We got Phony Fawnies back in the news, as was Jack Smith, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. We've got Linda McMahon visiting Maryland, Chris Pabst interviewing her. Mackenzie Frost is going to stop by on Last In Depth of the Year. Talking about the special session and budget concerns. But our top story here once again is the 19-minute speech the president delivered last night to the nation, which I thought was important because for the last 11 months, this president has done more, accomplished more, worked harder than any other president in my lifetime. When you look at being able to secure the border, which was no easy task to do, and of course, the 20 to 25 million illegal aliens, including criminals led into this country, terrorists and people that seek to do us harm, that's a heavy, some very heavy lifting done there. And of course, they put a big, drain or drag on the system regarding education, housing, healthcare, you name it. You just don't let 20, 25 million people into your country without financial, consequences. And so he started off his speech saying he inherited a mess, and he did, from the Biden administration, which the Obama administration promised to transform America. Trump then got elected, was able to stop that, or not stop it, but slow it down, and Biden put it on steroids. And now he's got to spend at least the first year and a year and a half of his administration trying to undo the damage. And, of course, you got these people, the media, obviously not, it's always going to take pot shots at them. A lot of swampy rhino Republicans, even some conservatives and folks who we thought were MAGA, who maybe not so much. Of course, the Democrats are always going to do that. But the president did address this invasion and what it did to the country in his remarks last night.
A major factor in driving up housing costs was the colossal border invasion. We have never been invaded. This is the worst thing that, frankly, in my opinion, the worst thing that the Biden administration did to our country is the invasion at the border. The last administration and their allies in Congress brought in millions and millions of migrants and gave them taxpayer-funded housing while your rent and housing costs skyrocketed. Over 60% of growth in the rental market came from foreign migrants. At the same time, illegal aliens stole American jobs and flooded emergency rooms, getting free health care and education paid for by you, the American taxpayer. They also increased the cost of law enforcement by numbers so high that they are not even to be mentioned. For the first time in 50 years, we are now seeing reverse migration as migrants go back home, leaving more housing and more jobs for Americans. In the year before my election, all net creation of jobs was going to foreign migrants. Since I took office, 100% of all net job creation has gone to American-born citizens. 100%.
Yeah, and that's quite a feat, but just the damage from this invasion and what it did to states, because every border, every state became a border state, that we're feeling the damage here. You know, Governor Wes Moore, who stands with the people, by the way, if you didn't know, he repeatedly blames Orange Man Bet for the, you know, federal workers. And, yeah, it was time to downsize. The federal government was bloated, became way too big under the Biden regime. But it was necessary to come in these illegal aliens, and they caused problems here in the state of Maryland. When you start going on Medicaid, and obviously you go into school systems, you put more fannies in the seats, so on and so forth, it's going to cost more money. That's the way it is. But that never, ever gets mentioned by Governor Moore. All right, we'll have President Trump's closing remarks coming up in just a second. It is 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, old Whiskey Nuts.
There's a report. One of our listeners called in here. Let me get this. I'll make sure I have it. Don called in, said there's another, not a tractor trailer, dump truck broken down interloop near Windsor Mill Road. So that's going to keep us slow for the traffic that was trying to recover from an earlier broken down vehicle in the same area. So the backup continues as you're coming up from Frederick Road. Now, the new problem, southbound BW Parkway, an accident near Route 100. And, of course, the parkway, when it was built, two lanes each way, still two lanes each way. So anything that happens there has us backed up on 100 now, and it's going to back up probably back towards the airport cutoff. And, I mean, it's crawling right here in the shot that we're looking at. So be prepared for that. A couple of earlier accidents with road closures, Howard County, Route 97 at Burntwoods Road, and then Level Road up in Harford County was closed east of the light at Churchville Road. As far as we know right now, that's still there. Construction, and again, the contractor works during the rush hour, northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for you Thursday. It is going to be partly cloudy, mild today, low 50s overnight, mid 40s rain moving in. At some point later on this evening, overnight through tomorrow, will be heavy at times with some gusty winds. Highs in the low 50s. We've got sunshine right now. 34 in Annapolis, 32 in Ellicott City. From the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem right here at Fort McHenry. It is time for America's 250th birthday celebration, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. On this day in 1865, the 13th Amendment to the Constitution abolished slavery in the United States. What do we have, an update on traffic? Chuck, are you still there?
Yep, here we go again. Here's a new wreck, Outer Loop, just south of the BW Parkway. And Ed checked in with us on that, Edward, as he's going south. He got right to the BW Parkway ramp on the Beltway.
You know, stopped. You know right all your here. Traffic sources by the first name?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Because they're, I don't want to give their full name.
Okay.
But they're pleasant enough to send me a message.
All right.
So I have to at least give them credit.
I understand.
Okay, so they're right. You mind your business, I'll mind my business.
There's something about this business that's a little sketchy.
I'm not even going to go there. The wreck is between the Parkway, Camp Meade Road, maybe down towards 648. Haven't figured it out yet looking on that. The inner loop, by the way, is backed up because the Parkway is backed up with this wreck southbound at Route 100. So the inner loop to go south on the Parkway is sitting still on that right side. So now the southwest side of the Beltway has a problem, including everything else that's going on. That's it. I'll be back.
All right. Thanks to Ed, too. We appreciate your...
Thank you, Ed.
All right. Thank you, Ed. Very good. So as we were saying, America's 250, on this day, 1865, 13th Amendment of the Constitution abolished slavery in the United States. So let me ask you this. If we're doing reparations for the white people that abolished slavery, for the white president, for the folks at Republicans that battled Jim Crow, that gave us civil rights, do they get a discount off of the reparations since they got rid of slavery and passed civil rights? I'm just asking for a friend, you know. May be a descendant. 1972, following the collapse of the peace talks in North Vietnam, President Nixon announced the beginning of Operation Linebacker 2, a maximum effort bombing campaign against targets in Hanoi and Haiphong. In 2003, remember the D.C. Capitol Beltway snipers? Teenager Lee Malvo was convicted of murder in the Washington area sniper attacks that killed 10 people in 2002. He was sentenced to life in prison. Malvo's adult companion in the shootings, John Muhammad, had been convicted earlier. He was executed in 2009, now taking a permanent dirt nap. In 2010, the U.S. Congress voted to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy that prohibited openly gay men and women from serving in the military. President Obama gladly signed the measure into law 4 days later. And finally, on this day, 2019, the U.S. House of Representatives voted to impeach President Trump, charging him with abusing the powers of presidency and obstructing Congress. He was not convicted in the Senate. It was the first of two impeachments that the Democrats threw up as Hail Mary passes in our nation's history. Yeah, they really demeaned the whole process in doing so. And that, of course, is a look at America's 250th birthday celebration, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly chairs manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
Back here with Mark McVeary. He is on our hotline here this morning. He's the reverse mortgage answer man. And yes, he gets suited up on occasion with that big RM on his when he's got his cape on and everything.
When you brought up the Beltway sniper, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, God, you remember that? Jeez.
Yeah, I remember, you know, doing business in D.C. and I just remember consciously like meeting people in parking lots. I'm like, I'm going to stand behind this pole over
yeah.
here.
And nobody wanted to get gas. Remember that?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Mark, when it comes to
anytime you're like,
yeah, right.
I'm going to try to cover as much as I can.
When it comes to reverse mortgages, who usually ends up calling you? I mean, what's going on in their life when they finally do decide to pick up the phone?
We had a lot of people, they're tired of making a mortgage payment in retirement. I mean, again, their income is fixed, the cost of living is not. And that payment is really, what a lot of people tell me, is starting to control what they can do each month. So what they do is they're like, we want to get rid of this payment. So they call me, get rid of that payment, so they can create more cash flow and have less worry.
So what do you say to the homeowners who are 62 years of age or older, still making a mortgage payment and starting to feel like that payment is now quietly controlling their retirement?
It kind of goes with what I was saying before. I mean, I hear it all the time. I mean, a mortgage payment is one thing when you're working. I mean, we all don't like a mortgage payment, but when you're still working, it's a lot more manageable. But it's a lot different when you're retired and living on a fixed income. I mean, again, that payment starts controlling your choices and how you live. People all the time, like, I'd love to do something, but I can't because that mortgage is eating up a lot of my payment. I mean, I have a lot of clients that call me and said, if I could get rid of that mortgage payment, I could retire. And, you know, we do help a lot of people get rid of that mortgage payment so they can retire.
Now, so what happens if someone just keeps kind of pushing through their retirement with that mortgage payment when their income isn't going up, obviously?
I mean, you know, I see this a lot. I mean, and usually what happens is they start filling the gap with credit cards, and then if whatever savings they have, they start draining that down. I mean, obviously that works for a while, but, you know, that stuff starts building, and it begins to create more pressure, not less. I mean, I say it to you all the time. The biggest mistake is people wait too long to give me a call. You know, when you look at it early, you have options, but as time goes on, they start to disappear. I mean, I tell people all the time, be glad that you have this as an option, because a lot of homeowners call me and they don't. So, but I do want to wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody. And, you know, looking forward to seeing you after the New Year.
Absolutely. You and your family, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Thanks for all you do for our nation's seasoned citizens and helping them make a financial decision, which got to be tough, but you do it in plain English. So that's a big you should be manning some of these call centers that I end up calling.
I would love to. Thought about it.
All right, Mark. Thanks again. About a good holiday.
All right, you too.
Bye. Mark McVeary, our reverse mortgage answer man. It's 8:23. Time once again. Traffic and weather on the threes. He's a man that would like to do reverse traffic if he could, but unfortunately that couldn't happen today.
This just turned out to be a mess.
Yeah.
That was firefighter John, by the way, to call us in that tip on the Beltway.
I thought you said it was Ed.
I thought it was, but it's John.
Are we now in cover-up mode?
No, we're not, Mr. Casey. I'm just straightening out the facts. Like it's any of your business anyway. This is my segment, so shut up. The wreck is on the outer loop all the way down at 648, so this backup is all the way back beyond the VW Parkway, going back towards 895. Two of the lanes are blocked down at 648, so that's a big-time mess on the Beltway there. The inner loop trying to go south onto the VW Parkway is backed up because there's a wreck on the Parkway southbound near Route 100 that has several lanes blocked as well. Of course, the Parkway only has two lanes anyway, so that's jammed up. The Beltway's jammed up, so this southwest corner is having a big problem right now. There was a new report of a broken-down vehicle on the inner loop near the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, so that's keeping the west side slow through there. And we still have delays, of course, with heavy traffic at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday and a peek into the weekend. Mostly, partly cloudy today, mild, low 50s, overnight mid 40s. Rain moves in later on this evening and overnight, lasting through tomorrow. Could be heavy at times, gusty winds. Highs will be in the low 50s. And right now we're sunny at 34 in the city and 34 in Pasadena. And it's 8:25. We're just finishing up with President Trump and his address to the nation last night. He closed by saying this.
We're putting America first, and we are making America great again. Very simple. We are making America great again. Tonight, after 11 months, our border is secure. Inflation has stopped. Wages are up. Prices are down. Our nation is strong. America is respected. And our country is back, stronger than ever before. We're poised for an economic boom, the likes of which the world has never seen. Soon we will host the World Cup and the Olympics, both of which I got. But most importantly, we will celebrate the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. There could be no more fitting tribute to this epic milestone than to complete the comeback of America that began just 1 year ago. When the world looks at us next year, let them see a nation that is loyal to its citizens, faithful to its workers, confident to its identity, certain to its destiny, and the envy of the entire globe. We are respected again like we have never been respected before. To each and every one of you, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. God bless you all.
A very important speech, only about 19 minutes long, but again, right on point. Unpacked a lot of things, accomplishments of what has been done in 2025, what is to come in 2026, and I think it is going to set the tone for next year. One big beautiful bill starts January 1, and then we have a new Fed chairman. There's a lot coming in the next year in the midterm election year, perhaps even a new health care plan to get rid of Obamacare. So there's a lot coming, but the president felt that he needed to make this statement because of the barrage of criticism that is being directed his way by the media, by the progressive Marxist Democrats, by the Rhino Republicans, and by some that called themselves MAGA and believe that they are part of the faction of MAGA, but seem to abandon the president and his principles. So it was an important message to the American people. Hopefully, a lot of people all watched it. Take a call here from Claude in Arbutus. Good morning, Claude.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Sean, I just want to let you know real quick, the state legislator passed they vetoed where they wanted to be special, make security guards company special police with arrest powers. Well, it was vetoed by the governor, but guess what? It's now inactive as a law, and it goes in effect January, which means security companies have arrest powers now, so they can lock you up on their property.
Really?
Yeah, really.
So that it was passed by the legislature, and you said the governor vetoed it?
Right, he vetoed it originally.
Right. So the only way it becomes law is if his veto is overridden.
Right, it has been overridden.
Oh, it was overridden. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see that one. Yeah, but that's so now you're saying security companies have arrest powers? That's uncharacteristic for the Democrats in the state of Maryland. They usually try to take away power from law enforcement types.
Well, here's the way it works now, though. You've got to go to 80 hours of training, plus they're probably going to add more in the curriculum.
Well, 80 hours of training isn't like going through the academy now, is it, Claude?
Well, no. I mean, I went through the academy. It's a little more, like 6 months.
Yeah.
But 80 hours is still a lot on law and stuff. And it's just like Washington, D.C. They got special police.
80 hours is 2 weeks. 2 weeks of work.
Right. But I think they're going to increase it more, though.
All right, we'll look into that. Thanks for bringing it to our attention. I appreciate it. That's Claude in Arbutus. I did not see that. We'll ask Mackenzie Frost. She'll be with us here in about 6 or 7 minutes as we go in-depth tonight on Fox 45. Don't forget the best of Casey and Company every day. You can catch it at WCBM.com on our Rumble and Facebook pages. It is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Up next, Mackenzie will join us. We'll talk about the special session, about the budget deficit. There's a new poll out. Maryland is split on how to fix the $1.45 or $49 billion shortfall. And a little bit later on, we'll visit Linda McMahon, the Secretary of Education, was with Chris Pabst at Project Baltimore. We'll tell you what they had to say about Baltimore's failing school system as well. Right now, it's 8:30. Time for Caught Up on News Headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Linda McMahon was confirmed the 13th U.S. Department of Education Secretary on March 3rd. According to Fox 45, she plans to be the last. She visited the Eastern Shore this week to discuss dissolving her department. And McMahon tells Fox 45 News, Baltimore City is a prime example of how Washington, D.C.'s involvement in public education has failed. The Maryland Transportation Authority is scheduled to vote on a new Chesapeake Bay Bridge plan today. The Chesapeake Bay Crossing Study found 7 alternative plans for the bridge, which were presented to the MDTA in 2024. Alternative C has been selected as the preferred option. The proposal would build 2 new 4-lane bridge spans and remove the existing Bay Bridge. Officials say the plan improves safety, adds capacity, and minimizes environmental impact. If the plan is approved, public comment on the project would begin next year, with construction expected to start in the summer of 2032. And Governor Wes Moore is launching the Maryland Community Business Compass. The first-of-its-kind data platform will provide local entrepreneurs with a faster path to information, capital, and support to start and scale businesses that provide essential goods and services in high-need communities. To advance the new initiative, the governor has announced $10 million in small business investments for fresh food retailers and child care providers. Eligible fresh food retailers can apply for the Nourish MD Grant program program in January. And Baltimore County Police are investigating a suspicious death in Parkville. Detectives were called to the area of Harford Road and Taylor Avenue at around 1 p.m. Wednesday after a man's body was found behind a Giant grocery store. The man's body was taken to the medical examiner's office for an autopsy. Police say while the circumstances surrounding the death are suspicious, the cause and manner of death have yet to be determined. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the costs of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the new problem on the Beltway is the same spot we had earlier this morning. Broken down. This time it's a dump truck in the right lane. Inner loop before the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. Very large, very dark, in the shade. Can't see it. Nobody behind it. State police, state highway, nobody there. You come right up on it, and then you have to merge to the left. So we go again with a backup back towards Frederick Road. Route 40 coming up from I-70. As you clear I-70 and Security Boulevard, you'll need to be to the center and the left-hand sides. In a bad spot there, no shoulder available. It'll take a large vehicle to tow this thing out. But there's no protection right now for this vehicle on the inner loop north of Security Boulevard. The other big problem, outer loop at 648, the wreck is there in Anne Arundel County. We're backed up well beyond the BW Parkway back towards the Baltimore County line. The wreck earlier on the parkway southbound at Route 100 has cleared, so that's trying to loosen up, and that should help the ramp from the Beltway to go south onto 295. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and mild again today with highs in the low 50s. Rain returns late tonight and will continue through early Friday. Heavy rain at times along with gusty winds. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
This 835 Sports Report brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management. Good morning, sports fans. This is Jack Gilden filling in for the big Stein, Gary Stein. He'll be swooping back into town on Monday. The Ravens have one of the most anticipated games of the year coming up on Sunday night when they renew acquaintances with someone they intensely dislike, the New England Patriots. Bill Belichick won't be there with his scowling face, but his old team is reverting back to its winning ways. They are fighting for their life to win the AFC East, but they'll have to take on the Ravens, who pretty much need to win out to make the postseason. Let's face it, it has been one of Coach Harbaugh's worst seasons in Baltimore, going only 7-7 so far, with the team many thought was Super Bowl worthy. Keen, the Ravens' attack will be a refreshed pass rush, given a shot of confidence by lineman Travis Jones and linebackers Draymond Jones and Tavius Robinson. Those three were barely in the conversation earlier in the year, but when they take the field together, good things are happening. They chased Joe Burrow like debt collectors last week and forced the famed and acclaimed QB into an uncharacteristic day. Burrow had two interceptions and no touchdowns, as his offense didn't even score a single point. It's not all good news for the Ravens. When they took the field for practice yesterday, three familiar faces were no-shows. To spare them any embarrassment, I'll only refer to them by their first names. Lamar, Ronnie, and Roquan did not practice, you can try to piece together who they may be on your own. In baseball, the Orioles have talked about signing a big-name pitcher, but yesterday brought back oft-injured Albert Suarez. They signed him to a minor league deal. President Mike Elias says Suarez will be at full strength at the start of spring training. And finally, in college football, Sean Casey's alma mater, the Delaware Blue Hens, defeated the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana in the 68 Ventures Bowl. Whatever in the heck that is. It was Delaware's first ever FBS bowl game. The time now is 8:36, and that is Stein on Sports.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. It is time once again to go in-depth with Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45's excellent investigative journalist. Tonight at 5:30, we get a preview here this morning. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning, Sean. How's it going?
It has gone well. You've been busy over the last several days, obviously. We have a special session on Tuesday, and we get a new speaker, three overrides, but no redistricting. Any surprises leap out at you?
Not really. You know, I would say the biggest surprise for me was the debate over the data center study bill, the veto override, that kind of split some Republicans. Some Republicans agreed with Democrats that they wanted to override the governor's veto. They say that the state of Maryland, you know, needs to know the impact of these data centers and the impact economically, environmentally, and also the impact on the energy grid itself. But some Republicans also said, no, we don't need to spend money on a study. We know the impact of them. Ultimately, obviously, the study is going to move forward after the governor's veto was overridden.
Do we have any idea how much this study is going to cost?
There's some projections. It depends on exactly how it's really implemented. Could be a couple hundred thousand to a couple million dollars. Ultimately, the supporters of it say that this is necessary given the impact and the energy crisis that the state is already in. And if we bring more data centers to the state, which, you know, a lot of people have advocated for, including the governor, what's the real impact for ratepayers and the grid overall, plus the economic impacts and environmental impacts?
Yeah, the big question I have, because you have this, you have the Renew Act, which was that veto was overridden as well. And, of course, the governor's veto of the establishing the Reparations Commission. My question with all these, we are really up against it on this budget. We really can't afford this, can we? How are we going to pay for all of this?
Yeah, I mean, the governor called some of this unfunded mandates. And that's part of the reason why he vetoed some of these bills. And he's frustrated with some of the plans coming from the General Assembly with all of these ideas and studies. And he's also looking at the budget, too. And, you know, that's a question that we're going to have to figure out, especially next session with this projected $1.5 billion deficit, which, again, come March when we get another revenue estimate, could be even larger.
The governor also had hinted that a special session may be required for the redistricting issue, and then all of a sudden vanished into thin air. Any idea why?
Well, I think that I wouldn't say that it has vanished into thin air. I will say that it did not come up during a special session, but I don't think that that necessarily means that it's over, the conversation is over. There are some people who say that it could be resurrected in January when this regular session begins, and that really puts the primary election schedule kind of in jeopardy with the filing deadline in February, and if people are just starting to look at maps and debate this issue in January, that whole thing might have to be shifted depending on the timeline. Now, again, we still haven't seen a map, right? The governor and the redistricting commission has not put forward a map. And a lot of people say, how am I supposed to know if I like this if we don't even know what we're talking about?
Well, I look at it, and I was wondering if what your thoughts were on Senator Alsa Brooks was chairing this redistricting commission. She left the first meeting early and then was no-shows for two others. Was she taking this seriously?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that is something that a lot of people have been wondering, right? Was this even a realistic thing to begin with, this commission? The bipartisan nature has been criticized. The fact that the chair wasn't there for some of these meetings. I know, you know, it was launched during the government shutdown, and perhaps people thought that she might have more time to do this, and then the government reopened, and suddenly priorities perhaps may have shifted.
There's a national political strategist who, he's reporting his sources, said that there was a Indiana Republicans reached out to the Maryland Democrats because they didn't want to go through the redistricting in their state, so they said, if you stop, we'll stop. Have you heard anything about that?
I know that, you know, the Senate president has talked about some of his colleagues in other states, and he has friends on both sides of the aisle, Republicans. And his whole argument was trying to, you know, kind of reduce the pressure and turn down the temperature. So I would not be surprised if conversations like that really have been happening behind the scenes. A lot of states kind of were watching each other and deciding what to do. If this state decided to do it, then we would do it. Or if this state didn't, then we wouldn't. And so I think that when we saw some states like Indiana decide not to do it after all, even though it was put up on the floor, that, you know, that kind of signaled, well, maybe the president, despite his attempts to try and get some of these plans moving forward, maybe not everybody is on board with it.
All right, more with Mackenzie Frost going in-depth tonight, Fox 45 at 5:30. It's 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck on the Beltway on the outer loop at 648 Anne Arundel County, that's pretty much gone now. The backup is easing there. It was backed up at one point all the way back to the bridge on I-95, so all of that still has to go through, but at least at the Parkway and down towards 648, that's getting better. The wreck earlier on the BW Parkway, Route 100, also is gone. That's loosening up. The late problem is this dump truck broken down, inner loop, before the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, very large dump truck. The state police and now state highway are there. They have the arrow board out. You can see the arrow board way in advance. You have to get out of the right lane. They're going to have to tow this thing away. I don't think they can push it because it's too big. So if they're going to tow it away, it's going to take a while to get this clear. And once again, we're backed up on the Beltway. Let me just change the camera back here to Route 40. I'm sure it's still back there. Yep, still back to Route 40. We had problems earlier that backed us up in the same exact area. And the problem is there's no shoulder in that construction zone north of I-70. So you'll stay to the center and the left-hand lane after the bridge at I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast was partly cloudy, put it that way. See some sunshine here this morning. Highs in the low 50s, overnight mid-40s. Right now, sunny, 35 in the city, 34 in Millersville. On our Newsmaker hotline is Mackenzie Frost going in-depth tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45. We spent some time on special session, but that now focuses to the full session starting January 14th of next year, Mackenzie. And I would imagine that the number one priority is going to be this budget deficit, the structural. I would have thought maybe a special session would be required there. Right now it's an election year, so how the heck are they going to balance this budget?
Yeah, I mean, that is obviously going to be the biggest issue for everyone in Annapolis. And I think, you know, looking at what the governor talked about at the Winter Mako conference, his speech pretty much took tax increases off the table. And that's what I've been hearing as well. You know, no Democrat really wants to put forward a tax increase, especially just a few months before an election year. They're going to have to answer for that at the ballot box, and they don't really want to do that. So really that's left with cuts. And the biggest thing that they're going to really have to deal with is the blueprint and some of these entitlement programs. And, you know, the DDA, we saw a lot of issues with that this last session. And the blueprint is going to be a major challenge for the General Assembly. And it will be interesting to watch how the governor works with the new speaker, Jocelyn Peña-Melnick, and how that dynamic plays out. Because if you remember last year, the governor did introduce some pretty big changes to the blueprint. He wanted to, you know, slow down the implementation and look at the price tag of it. And the House really pushed back hard on that. With a new speaker, it'll be interesting to see if the dynamics change with that. But at the end of the day, something really has to change because ultimately Maryland just does not have enough money to pay for this.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, there's this poll conducted by UMBC. 41% of Maryland adults want the budget deficit addressed only or mostly through cuts to state government programs and services, yet 40% favor a combination of spending cuts and increases in taxes and fees. 10% said they should rely primarily on tax or fee increases. So do you think that the Democrats, who are, you know, obviously running the show in Annapolis, they look at a poll like this and they might be emboldened to say, hey, if 40% of the electorate is in favor of some tax increases or fees, might they go in that direction?
I did think that was interesting. Ultimately, I don't think that the majority of people in Annapolis will look at that and say this is a signal for us to raise taxes. I will say, though, I think that we should look out for phrases like fee increases and targeted tax increases. That's kind of what we saw last year as well. And it's, you know, fancy language to say we're not doing wholesale sales tax increases or income tax increases. But at the same time, we still have to generate some new revenue. And the thinking is if you use the system, then you should have to pay for it. And that's kind of where we see those user fee increases take place across a myriad of issues.
Do we have to parse Governor Moore's words? Because I remember at the winter Mako, I think he used the term proposed tax increases. Maybe he won't propose them, but others might.
This is real. Yeah, we're dissecting here a lot. And I do think that, well, you know, what individual lawmakers do, we'll have to see. We've seen some Democrats kind of put up their own plans as a starting point. We saw that last year with Delegate David Moon did some of that as well. And in previous years, he's kind of floated income tax or sales tax increases, excuse me, and he kind of puts it out there as to gauge the temperature. I would not be surprised if we see something similar. However, I really don't think the leadership, at least in the Senate, we have yet to see how the House leadership kind of shakes out. But in the Senate, I don't think the leadership is on board with some of that.
As the new speaker, is she changing up leadership positions under her?
I would not be surprised. I mean, we saw Jazz Lewis announce he's leaving. He's going to take a different position. And so that will be a different leadership announcement that we expect to see. And then committee chairs will obviously have to change. The new speaker was a committee chair herself. And then Vanessa Atterbury announcing she's leaving the House of Delegates. So there will be some shakeups. And I think that is something for insiders to pay attention to because the chairs have a lot of power of these committees and they really determine what bills end up making it through.
And what about the Republicans? Are they standing pat?
Republicans, I think that their biggest thing is just are pushing back on any sort of tax increases that may be proposed. And their biggest thing will be entitlement programs. A lot of Republicans have floated the idea of changing Medicaid eligibility. That was a conversation that kind of started this last year. But given the price and the cuts and the changes to how the cost sharing works at the federal level, I'm sure that conversation will resurface again.
All right, in-depth tonight, 5:30, Fox 45 with Mackenzie Frost. Mackenzie, Merry Christmas to you and the entire family and folks over at Fox 45. We will talk to you again in the new year.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you and everyone else as well. I really appreciate this opportunity and look forward to continuing this next year.
All right, Mackenzie, take care.
You too.
All right. Bye. 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. I want to tell you again, it is time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right, Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance. A small reindeer in Britain has started acting like a dog after growing up alongside three Cocker Spaniels at a farm. Lars was taken into the house at just 4 days old, and his mother ran out of milk, and farm owner Angie Nelson bottle-fed him around the clock, even on her wedding day. Here she is on our new pet, half reindeer, half dog.
The dogs are really fundamental because they gave him that animal interaction. They would lick him over his face, you know, it's, and just that snuggling up together. He had companionship. He needed to be part of a family, whether it be a reindeer family, which the calves which are out with the mums will form a nursery group and the other mums come and look out for them. So he needed us.
He drinks from their water bowl, but still splits his time between the herd and the house. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big-box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
The Rob Carson Show.
Candace Owens, what in the hell is wrong with you, woman? She's, of course, saying that people inside TPUSA executed Charlie Kirk. Candace Owens, you are dead to the conservative movement. You are done. You are no longer important. People who listen to you or watch you are fools. Bad enough that the left killed her husband, but some who are supposedly conservative, I don't know what is going on. Candace Owens is mentally ill.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, still some late slowing in and around the Beltway with a broken down vehicle on the inner loop. As you're moving up towards Windsor Mill Road, there's a dump truck in the right lane. It has some protection now, but in the meantime, we're backed up as you're coming up the hill again. Second problem in that area this morning, slow again coming up from Route 40 West and through I-70. The west side is still busy. The inner loop to Pikesville looks better. The Parkville side looks a little better as well. Both the tunnels still carrying some heavy traffic. I think right now we're in around 10-minute delays as you're moving south. And the earlier problem we had over on the southwest side of the Beltway, that wreck down at 648 had cleared the roadway, but we're still a little bit sluggish yet as you're coming down from 895 across the parkway and then eventually down to the accident scene that was near the bridge at 648. The early morning wreck in Churchville on 155 is cleared. Route 97 still affected with a wreck south of I-70 and construction for the mid-morning and the midday I-95 northbound at Route 24 in Hartford County. All right, that's enough for me. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Thank you, Chuck. Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast is going to be partly cloudy today. Low 50s overnight, mid 40s. Rain is coming into the area overnight through tomorrow. Could be heavy at times, gusty winds. And tomorrow's high in the low 50s. It's 38 and sunny right now in Annapolis, 35 in Ellicott City. I have to confess, we had a tough time prying Kim away from the Piers Morgan interview with Candace Owens just moments ago.
And I posted it like 8 times.
Just make sure everybody in America saw it.
Oh, my gosh. What a disaster.
A total disaster.
Why did you keep the charade going? Why not just take a step back and say, you know what? Here's a great post. I'm going to go enjoy the holidays with my family. I'll catch you guys in the new year. Boom. Done. Why
it's
does she
all
continue?
About content. She's a content junkie.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if the content's true or false, good or bad.
It's wild.
Yeah.
It's wild. So I had the pleasure of watching her podcast right after her meeting with Erica Kirk because I thought, okay, well, what happened there?
Right.
And then she talked about the Egyptian plagues, and somebody, I guess, called her out and said that they didn't make sense, right? So she says, okay, we'll go over that tomorrow. So then yesterday, a lot of people tuned in. She didn't mention the Egyptian plagues. So now there's like all these hate comments. I'm like, she just needs to step away and go touch some grass at this point. Just stop it. Anyways, you know what?
Not the kind you smoke, right?
Right, exactly. Okay. Well, you know what? With the way she's acting, I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but.
All right, what you got coming up on the show today?
Oh, Dan Bongino.
Yeah.
You know, we heard a lot of rumblings about him possibly not being happy there at the FBI. And so, you know, I wasn't too shocked that he's stepping away, but Trump's comment about him going back to his podcast, I thought that was interesting.
Well, he said show. So is that a radio show with Westwood One or podcast?
Oh,
or
good point.
Or both, because they already got a guy in there, Vince Colonnese, doing the...
Oh, yeah. Vince is doing a great job.
Yeah, doing the radio show.
Yeah.
And so we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
But we know Dan's wife, she does like the good life, so...
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was making a ton of money. Man, a ton of money. I thought he also had more influence as well on the air. You know what I mean? It would just...
I agree.
They kind of hit him and tucked him away, and I didn't understand that part. Anyways, we're going to talk about that. Then, of course, at 9:35 a.m., we got Delegate Brian Chisholm. He wants to weigh in on the special session and also the data centers. He voted no on that bill. And then at 10 o'clock, we'll be joined by Tory Snow. He's got his new op-ed in the Baltimore Sun about the MARC trains and how they're not running on time. I'm not shocked, Sean.
Yeah, no,
but apparently,
nothing,
this is a disaster.
Nothing in the city. Then there's the $400 massages at DHS, so...
Oh, gosh, right.
Another black eye for the state agencies.
All that more coming up next.
All right, Kim, we'll be tuned in. Chris Papps visiting with Linda McMahon. Remember when President Trump talked about Baltimore schools in the past?
In Baltimore, 40% of the high schools have zero students who can do basic mathematics.
Yep, and the Secretary of Education was in the state of Maryland yesterday and reacted to that.
When you heard President Trump say that, 40% of the high schools in Baltimore City did not have any students test proficient in math, what did you think?
It was stunning to me that that would still be happening in our country, that in a city school, that level of lack of education would still be going on. How can we continue to fail our kids?
Yeah, and that's a great point. Again, she was hired to fire herself and close down the education department, which she says she hopes to do by the end of first term. Tomorrow on the program, we'll have a little bit more of this interview with Chris and Linda McMahon. Wait to hear how much money we have spent on Baltimore City schools over the past. It's mind-boggling, and the results, we're not getting good results and haven't gotten good results in a long, long time. Yet nobody's ever held accountable, not the superintendents, not the administrators. Teachers are doing the best they can. But this is a failing system, and this just goes to show where it's time to send it all back to the states, and hopefully they can fix it. Our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements want to remind you that it's time to deck the halls with a holiday sale. You can save 20 to 78% on your favorite Rescue Nutraceuticals. These are natural supplements that have no known side effects, and not like the pharmaceuticals. With every prescription drug, there comes a laundry list of potential side effects. Well, you don't have to worry about that when everything's natural. And isn't it better to approach things from a natural perspective, natural approach versus the big pharma, artificial approach with chemicals and things of that nature? So that's the reason why we have this big deck the hall sale. You can save on omega-3s, on weight loss supplements, on Rescue PM spray or liquid, on how to fall asleep and stay asleep faster. That's non-habit performing men's and women's supplements to boost your own hormones. You name it, over 50 different supplements to help you maintain your health or repair your health. Call today, 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or go online, res-q.com. Stay tuned for Kim coming up next. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.